Greetings, what's up, bro listeners? This is Mike Mercadal here. Doing a little business up front, we want to give you guys a quick reminder that Neri's recording a live CD. Sorry to keep ramming it down your throats, but we want you guys to be a part of it. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be at the Miami Science Museum, Saturday, August 25th, for two shows. We want to see all you guys out there in full force. So go to laughstub.com, search for Neri Signs, N-E-R-Y, space, S-A-E-N-Z. That's it. It's so easy. And then you buy your tickets and you go and you have a great time. All right, on to the show!
You are now listening to the Orgasm Network.
That's how winning is done!
Yo.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too.
Okay.
The bro down is over. Let's bro out.
Bro out.
Party people.
She was a fast machine, she caught the motor clean. She was a fast damn woman that I ever seen. She had the sightless eyes, telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American thighs, taking my...
If nothing says stripper song like
rock and roll.
Oh, no. Hello.
All right. Thank you for checking out this week's episode of What's Up, Bro? Podcast. I'm Neri Science. With me is Mike Mercadal.
What's
and
up, bro?
Orlando Labor.
What's up, boy?
The Dominican / Puerto Rican. You're kind of Puerto Rican. You were born there, right?
Yeah, that's how I got my documentation.
Nice. That's if anybody asks.
Yes.
If anybody asks, yes. That's how you got.
I am legal on purpose, is what happened.
Yes.
Welcome back, man.
Welcome
thank
back.
Thank you for
brother.
Coming back and
thank
hanging
you,
out with
thank
us.
Thank you. You know, you guys put it out there. You said if you're in the neighborhood, anybody that's in the neighborhood, if you know, well, if you don't know, don't swing by. But if you know where it is, swing by.
Yeah. Yeah. I said if you've been invited to my house before, you are more than welcome to pass by on a Monday. Around 7-8 o'clock, and we and you are invited to be on the podcast. Guests are always welcome back.
An email would be nice though, like just
that text message,
just
yeah.
Polite,
yeah.
Text,
you know,
some sort of
because it,
be nice.
It is kind of awkward, it is kind of awkward,
a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, you came in and Neri and I were having our underwear time, and it was awkward, it was like our prep for the show,
yes. Oh. That's what normally we do. We get ourselves in our underwear and we lather each other ourselves up.
I mean, it's not a sex thing.
Watching,
it's just a man.
As we're watching wrestling
lather.
Movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Lather.
It's not a sex lather. Thing or anything. It's just a man, manly
yeah,
thing.
It's just a manly
it's
thing.
A manly
it's just
thing.
One straight dude lather. With another straight dude drinking another dude off. That's just straight.
Lather. Up. I like the word lather.
Is that the first time you've heard it, Orlando?
No, but that's, all right. I just found out that I like that word. I'm going to start using it. Lather. I lather myself up with cocoa butter.
I'm not black.
What?
I mean, you're Dominican, so you know, you're there.
I'm just a black person that speaks Spanish.
You're there.
That's all it is.
all right. So last week, Orlando, I don't know if you heard last week's episode.
I'll be honest, no.
I don't expect you to lie.
All right.
It's fine. It's fine.
I know you guys are tracking now. And, like, you could tell who's listening, and it actually reports back to any comics that do want to get on or anybody.
That kind of scares.
I suggest you start listening. You start listening because they know who's listening.
We know. When they go, hey, what's up? You still doing that? Once you say something like, hey, you still doing that? We go, yeah, you don't listen.
Yeah. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, you still doing that thing.
To be fair, we've
given up yet.
To be fair, this has lasted a lot longer than most people do things in Miami. Like, we've been going since December last year, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
So we've heard this episode 31,
no,
right?
This is episode 31.
And I'm proud of you guys, man. I'm honest. I always listen. I didn't listen last week because it was, you guys already know, Brown Rice Comedy.
That's right. Last week
happened
was...
to blow through the Miami Improv. We had a full house with only 90 people. But we made it do what it did.
It was full of laughter.
It was really
actually,
fun.
They were great.
It was really fun.
It was that. Laughter, the bar did well. And you guys did well. You guys smashed it. And you know, you could tell because people, you know, usually people come out and be like, hey, man, you were really funny. This time people were coming out and say, hey, man, all you guys were funny. And that's.
I was still getting personal, individual.
They brought him a cupcake.
Yeah, because they're trying.
They did. I had people bringing me a cupcake. I had a couple of people were like, we heard you were going to be on, and we brought you a cupcake.
Yeah, man.
For those of you that don't know who are listening, I do a bit about cupcakes. I never did it intentionally to get people to bring me cupcakes, but if that's going to be one of the
it's a nice thing.
You know, if it's going to be a thing,
it's humbling.
I'll keep doing it. I'll keep doing the cupcake bit.
It's so humbling. I happen to be there in the green room when the person walked in and they were like, hey, listen, my wife brought you a cupcake and everything. And he felt very weird saying it because it was a dude. It clearly did not come from him. It came from his wife. But, I was honored to be there to witness that moment because I think that was the first time.
No.
For you? That wasn't the first time?
No.
Well, I was honored to be there.
You know? Well, wasn't the first time?
I said the same
thing. Yeah, he said the same thing. Oh, my God, the first time. I go, no, it's not the first time. But it's nice. It's still nice. It doesn't take anything away from it. But you're right. They both told me afterwards when they gave me the cupcake, they said it had a heart on it, but we took that off because we didn't want it to be like, it was like, they went a long way to say no homo.
Yeah. It's like, a love. It's not. That's a love thing.
That's
yeah.
it. It's we don't want to give you a heart. And it was delicious. It was tasty.
We don't want to be creepy by putting hearts all over everything.
Yeah, that would be creepy.
That same night, I got it's my first time. That was my first time where actually someone saw me at the Hard Rock Improv.
Oh.
And they came down because they saw me at the Hard Rock Improv and came down to this show.
That's
and,
cool.
And
it's
they
cool
came
people...
down from Broward.
Yeah.
And they were like, listen, you know, we came to see you and stuff. We saw you at the... And I was humbled.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I was humbled. It was a good show.
It was an excellent show.
Yeah.
All right. So, as you know, Orlando, if you've listened to our previous episodes, not the previous one, but
we're not
going to
keep rubbing
episodes,
it in.
if you, you know, you would know that we do old school picks of the week.
That's right.
So... Oh, first of all, before we get into that,
oh shit,
I'm gonna ask Mike how his weekend was because his weekend seemed as if it was eventful.
My brother got married.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that. I wasn't referring to that. I was talking about Sunshine. What's going on with Sunshine?
Oh, Sunshine heard last week's episode.
Yeah. You gotta hear last week's episode.
Oh my god.
Last week's I'm telling you, I'm not bullshitting you.
But there's a Sunshine, so she's clearly a stripper.
Oh, no. That's. No. I'm telling you, if you haven't listened to the last week's episode, you would be very happy. Listen to last week's episode. I'm telling you right now.
On the way home.
One of my personal favorites. Saying that for nothing, but
on
one of my personal favorites. I had a lot of fun doing it, and I had a lot of fun. I think the fun, you could hear the fun that we were having, mm-hmm. Mike and I were having.
Sunshine.
So don't fuck it up.
So is Sunshine a stripper, though?
No. Well, we don't know.
Sunshine
he
is
met
a
her
girl
at work.
I'm seeing. And she, that's the name the nickname I've given
what
her.
What does she do at work?
She's a nurse there at the hospital.
She's a nurse,
but
that's the uniform she comes out. That's the costume she comes out with on stage.
Hey, yeah. I don't.
A nurse.
She tells me she's a nurse, and
white,
I believe her
with the white little
but you
thing, the Red
there.
Cross.
And yeah. I mean, look, just because she wears the thigh high stockings with a garter belt doesn't mean that she's not a nurse, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's nurses I've been attended to.
Right.
Well,
am I wrong? I'm wrong.
So, last week's episode.
You do know
so
that
Mary
and I are visual people, so like when you describe something, we see it.
And then I lose you guys for like 3 seconds where you're both wallowing in that image.
Yes, yes.
He's already shown me pictures of her. Anyway, so let's...
Show me the picture.
She was very...
I will say...
That she thought it was hilarious. She's like, "What are your what is her intentions with my Michael?" That was she was like, "I don't want her to." She actually very clear was like, "I don't want Neri to be mad at me or anything." Like, I was like, "Who gives a fuck about Neri?
Who gives a fuck about
no?
Suck my dick. Who gives a fuck about that guy? This is not the time to be talking about Neri."
Yeah, this is like this is gonna kill the mood immediately if you mention his name three more times.
I'm okay with it twice more, but three, that's where I draw the line.
But things are going well, man. She's awesome.
Has she gotten her title yet? Have you guys made it official?
Official? I
Time out, because he unlocked his phone, but I've yet to see the picture.
You'll see it on the break. We'll do it on the break. We'll do it on the break.
All right, Tommy, so is there a title? Has it been Facebook official?
Not Facebook official,
then
but...
it's not official, Michael. It doesn't work.
We've talked about it, I don't want to rush into labels.
You don't want to rush into...
You don't want to rush in, or she doesn't want to rush
in. You don't want to rush into clicking something on Facebook?
No.
Clicking a button?
Now, here's the thing.
That's a serious
she mentioned
button,
we actually addressed it. She mentioned that this is the era that we now live in, where this is what matters.
This is an actual conversation.
I don't...
Amongst adults.
Yes, amongst grown-ass people.
Yeah.
The thing is that if we... I in my mind, she's my girlfriend already, but we didn't, you know, I mean, whatever. But to label it publicly,
you're gonna bleep that out later. Whoa. I hope God you bleep that out.
No,
yeah,
no. But that's we've addressed it. I introduced her as my girlfriend
mother?
Came to the wedding. No, to my dad. It was
But that doesn't count. You introduced her to people that you barely see. How impressive is that? Hey, this is my dad. I see him three times a year.
No, but I'm close with my dad. Fuck off. I'm close with my dad.
I just want to cheapen it for her. She's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're trying to help me, but you're insulting my father.
I'm not really insulting your father. I really want to get to your girl when she's listening to this. Be like, you know what? He's right.
That didn't really mean shit
because she doesn't really see him that often. So what does it mean? He took me to a fucking wedding of a guy that he doesn't even see anymore. I don't mean to insult your father.
It's all terrible.
To insult your girlfriend.
Again, I've kind of wanted not to listen to this anymore. This is the last. That's the last one.
Sunshine, if you could stop listening right now, it would only benefit you in your relationship.
Sunshine Spanish?
Sunshine's Cuban.
First of all, Hispanic. We don't say Spanish. Spanish is from Spain.
Huh?
Spanish is only for Spain. So we say Hispanic.
He's getting very
because I have a lot of Cuban friends who all of a sudden during the World Cup they start going for fucking Spain, and you go, why are you going for Spain? Oh, because my family's from Spain. Really?
All of our families are from Spain.
All you've ever claimed is fucking Cuba. Yeah. All you've ever claimed is Cuba. All of a sudden the World Cup comes around, I'm going for Spain.
I don't really.
I'm Spanish. Really?
I don't really cheer for
my
Spain.
Favorite is when they go, my country that I was born in
España.
Was ruled by Spain, so therefore I'm Spanish. Like
somebody said that shit for real?
You were fucking ruled.
You were slaves.
You were slaves to people.
Yeah.
And you're rooting for them?
Yeah,
How the fuck is that? They expected me to rule because Nicaragua was once ruled by Spain. I'm like, so you want me to rule over some? I'm still from Nicaragua. That's still my country.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from. Not you want to fucking cheer.
But
Nicaragua's not in the World Cup. Okay. But I'm not gonna fucking start cheering for the people who took over.
I root for them
to lose all the time, because it's like I was Dominican and we're like the first ones to get fucked over. So like, you know what I mean? Like my grandmother.
They said India, Christopher.
My grandmother was like Indian, like, you know, like
feather or dot?
Like feather, oh, right? Okay. And riding, you know, on horses, bareback, and all of that.
Well, that doesn't. Yeah. I mean,
but the thing is, like,
you got to do that right now.
That's because
that's 2012.
But the thing was, like you know, like she has stories and like living, and you're living by the coast and the whole nine. And her ancestors told their story how these fucking white people that spoke like this. And messed it up. And my people started killing themselves because we didn't want to be slaves.
Holy shit. So that's what we've come down to, where you root for... Back in the day where wars happened over this shit, you root against your oppressors now as opposed to murdering them.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's better than rooting for them.
I'm all for less murder, more rooting. All
right, so Sunshine, no title.
We got away from it.
No.
It's not official. But
that's not gonna go. You already made it official.
Yeah,
because we could rewind.
You made it
this
podcast
tape.
Official.
Yeah. I made it podcast.
Whoa, that shit is fucking. That's it. Dozens upon another dozen of people have already heard this. One day, possibly even another dozen.
What did he say? He was like,
he said, "I've." In my mind, she's my girlfriend.
In my mind, she's my girlfriend. I introduced her.
Yeah.
In my mind, she's my girlfriend already. Girlfriend already. Girlfriend already.
Girlfriend already.
Girlfriend already.
Forever.
Yeah.
En mi mente. Es mi novia.
SAP translated. Translated with SAP.
Dala. Telemundo. How the hell did she end up? She's interesting to me because, like, how are you Cuban and end up with a name like Sunshine?
That's what I call her. That's just what I nicknamed her, man.
Oh, you nicknamed her.
Yeah,
I nicknamed her. Is she blonde?
Huh?
Is she blonde?
No.
Oh, I can't.
This kid is entirely unironic. And I mean, it's better
is
than.
Is she like a ray of sunshine?
That's what good morning sunshine is, what the text messages say. If we bring it on that. I get pretty sappy, man. I get pretty.
No, I have noticed that about you.
I'm able. I'm capable.
Were you hugged a lot?
Huh?
Were you hugged a lot?
Yes.
As a kid?
Sure.
You were hugged a lot?
Yeah.
How about you, Neri? You were hugged a lot? Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, I hugged my dad, even as a grown man. But even as a boy, I hugged my dad, gave him a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah. I don't understand. That's why
I didn't get that.
You didn't get that.
No, but my parents thought that they didn't want me to be a homosexual. real talk.
They didn't hug you. That was like, and you asked them?
No, because we didn't have a father figure. Ooh. And it was mostly women around. So it's just this old thing about them, like, don't baby the boys because we don't want the boys, you know. Well, just ignorant.
My dad didn't baby me. My dad was still like, you go, man's got to do what a man's got to do. But he always hugged me and told me he loved me.
You say hello.
Then he hugged me and say hi, and he hugged me to say goodnight, and he always told me he loved me.
No.
But
now
he was always that dude that was like, I remember him. My dad's a fucking dude. We would be in the car, and you know that speech you get, like, I'll turn this car right around type of shit?
Yeah.
And me and my brothers would catch laughing fits where we just start laughing, yeah. just laughing. And then laughter creates more laughter. Mm-hmm. So we'd be in the back laughing. And we'd be like, enough of that shit. Real men don't laugh. Un hombre tiene que ser serio. A real man's got to be a serious man. You got to be a serious. And like, I grew up with that mentality of like, yeah, man. And I never bought into it as far as it never changed my personality. I was always like, I'm still going to fucking laugh. That's
I'm not
going to
invest in this.
I'm not going to disassociate myself with laughter.
Yeah. But my dad was like, my dad was like, you know, a man's always got to be serious. You know, a man who's not serious, they don't take you serious. Then you're nobody. They don't believe in what you're saying. So that was what he was telling us. As we grew older, we realized my dad's the biggest fucking clown on earth. My dad is a bit like amongst all his brothers and shit. Like, yeah. He's the class clown. And he's the one, like, if you look at my dad in that's a social funny. Setting,
yeah.
You see me. Like, yeah. If you knew me before and then you met my dad, you go, that's fucking Neri. That's the same dude.
Yeah.
And everybody says the same thing. And I look back as an adult and go, you motherfucker. All this fucking be serious bullshit. Get the fuck. You're a clown. I remember my dad one time getting mad at me because I cut my hair too short. And that was back in the day when you can't cut your hair too short because then you're a gangster.
Yeah.
If you get a fade.
Oh, you couldn't get a fade.
I was like 9 years old, 10 years old. I couldn't get a fade because if I got a fade, then I got a fade, right? It wasn't even a fade. It was a fucking flat top, right?
Yeah.
So I get a haircut. And my dad comes home and goes, oh, que lindo. Oh, look at you. Look so fucking good. Oh, and this is all in Spanish. And he's like, oh, why don't you make me an appointment with that guy? I want to cut my hair just like that. Oh, you look so good. Fucking yeah, that's not a man's haircut.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And that was a speech I got. And then you look at him, you know, dancing with a beer on top of his head, you know, like balancing the beer can. And you go, this guy's a clown.
These are two separate people, These are two different people.
Yeah. All right. So you made it official. Going back to the, I don't know how you get to the hug thing.
I don't know, man. But I, because we're talking about the sunshine, like the why I came up with it. And it started from the good morning text message, morning sunshine. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. It just came. It comes from where? Like,
have you called her sunshine already?
Yeah,
at work.
To her face.
Yeah,
at work.
After the podcast or before the podcast?
At the wedding. After, I guess.
Okay. So she knows.
Oh, you
sunshine.
Took her to a wedding. Oh,
yeah, yes, that's a big deal. A family wedding.
But it's the family that he doesn't see.
He doesn't hang out with.
Hang out don't see.
Yeah, because he's always like dolo on the beach and stuff like that.
What?
Like according to like your Facebook, you're always hanging out at the beach and all of that.
I'm not. I live on the beach.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Orlando was like trying to pin something on you. No, you're at the beach according to your Facebook. Yeah, I live there. Yeah, that's it.
That must be why.
That must have been what I was talking about.
He's like cooking and stuff like that. I'm
pretty low key.
Yeah.
Guy.
It's called being broke, Orlando.
Yeah, I mean that's. Huh?
It's called being broke.
I'm sorry, I'll be.
I was saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. We don't speak that broke language. You and I, brother. You and I, we don't speak that. We are homeowners, my friend.
Yeah. No, I am.
We are not apartment dwellers.
You don't own that.
my apartment. Fuck no.
You barely afford the rent.
I'm kicking rent like almost.
But you're single, man, and you have a great job.
Because he lives at the beach.
That's the illusion. The illusion is...
You live at the beach, Mike. My wife asked me that the other day. She goes, why is he so broke? Because he lives at the beach.
I'll tell you right now. I pay less than I would for an apartment in Kendall and by my job.
But, no.
I swear my hand to your God.
I swear.
You don't believe in me. My hand to science. My hand to Stephen Hawking. My hand to Albert Einstein.
Einstein was half fairy. I just found that out.
Half fairy?
Yeah, according to True Blood yesterday.
Wow. Half gay?
No, he was like a fairy. Like half Sookie. Like Sookie.
Don't tell me. I haven't seen this in season two. I'm way behind.
Way behind.
Well, there's a shelf life on that spoiler. If it's already a season, two seasons later.
Well, I saw season two. I just haven't seen season three and four.
And what are we on? This is five now?
Maybe.
I'm sorry. One season back, you're fucked.
You should move, man. At least to the design district, man.
I've been trying to. You should own.
I'm not buying anything.
Why? My roof leaked, and I didn't pay for it at all. Nothing. I didn't pay shit, and they fixed my roof, and everything's fine. I pay my rent. I live in my apartment. I cook my food. I sleep there.
Where does Sunshine live?
She lives actually by my hospital. She lives far, so...
Has she slept over yet?
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
She slept over?
Yeah.
Yeah!
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
No sex, though.
Shut the fuck up. I sure don't believe that. Note to Sunshine, he tried very hard to protect your honor. That does not need protecting because we're all grown adults and we're not fucking little kids. Like, oh my God, you had sex there.
If I could videotape the two faces that you just made.
Yeah, we're grown as adults.
We're grown ass adults.
I like the fact that we're all grown as adults. You rewind 3 hours ago. I'm like literally running through my house, pushing Mike out of the way because I heard the ice cream truck.
He's not even fucking kidding.
I'm not kidding, bro.
Like, I hear the
ping. I'm in the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom taking a piss. I'm like, oh, fuck, the ice cream truck is here.
You're like, ice cream man. I'm like, what's going on? And he just, like, pushes me out of the way and runs out the door. And I'm like, that might be serious. Like, that might be for real.
Like, I'm a grown-ass man, dog.
Ice cream man, please come back, ice cream man.
So, Neri, please continue your line of questioning.
Well... I was gonna ask if he had slept over.
Yeah, I mean, look.
So where did she sleep?
Huh?
Where did she sleep?
In my apartment.
Stop saying huh.
Because
like you're trying to buy yourself 5 more seconds.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
I know it's so obvious.
I'm trying to figure out.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Because later on in the relationship, it works.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. I've been doing that to my wife for 10 years. You buy those seconds.
Yeah. But I'm sorry. Like, we got to get your hearing checked, Orlando. What's going on? It's like, yeah. Let's get your hearing.
My favorite is when I ask you a point blank question, and then you go, your best answer is, what are you talking about? Where were you? What are you talking about?
That's legendary.
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean? What am I talking? Like, if somebody were to pull that shit with us, like if you, Orlando, if you go, hey, where were you? And I go, what are you talking about? You'd be like,
what the fuck do you think I'm talking about?
What the fuck is wrong with you? That doesn't even seem as if it's possible, like it's a possible question. And all the possible questions, that doesn't seem like it's a probable one.
It's like they ask you that question and all of a sudden the universe doesn't make sense anymore. You're like, what? What are you talking about?
It's
like you said you were here, but you didn't. I mean, I was trying to find out where you were. It's like, where were you? What are you talking about? I don't understand.
I called you. How come you didn't pick up? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
It's like,
you called me. Right? And like the sentence, like I heard words. It doesn't even make any sense.
What you need to say? What you say it again? Keep saying it again. What is it? No, but realistically, I'm trying to figure out how much I can say without. Kind of bothering her. I don't know how public she wants to be.
You can say whatever you want now because it's Monday, and then as long as you talk to her about it before it airs, you'll be fine, dude.
I'm going
to
text her tonight, but hey, Sunshine, I just got a warning.
Call her up. Let's get an interview. Let's get a phone going.
No, I'd have to run. This is still very new, man.
So what? Call her up. If she's able to put up with all of this, don't you think it will make your relationship stronger?
All right. I'm gonna throw.
Not the fact that that made you think, though.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm like, well, no, wait,
not entirely
hold on.
Wrong.
All right, Neri, I'm gonna tie you to the bumper of a car, and we're gonna run a marathon. Are you ready for that?
Well, they did that to Willie Q. Another comedian that he went on a losing weight TV show, and they tied him to a fucking tire to the back of a truck.
Yeah, that shit was dangerous.
Very dangerous. Like, fucking, like, you're gonna die.
Yeah, that shit was pretty dangerous. But I genuinely don't know what she wants out in public. I don't know. That's a touchy thing.
Has she introduced you as her boyfriend?
I mean, I haven't really met too many of her people yet.
Oh, so she hasn't introduced you to any of her people.
I have her dirty little secret.
That's a sign.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, man.
I know what it means. She's ashamed of you. She's embarrassed.
She's embarrassed. That's got to be what
Look
it is.
Look at you. You're a godless heathen. Who would not be who would not be embarrassed? Is she a heathen?
Huh?
Is she? Huh?
I don't. She's not. She's not religious, I don't think. And she's. You never
even talked about that.
We talked about it. She's. I've addressed my atheism.
Is she a believer?
I don't think so.
There's a difference between being religious and being a believer.
I'm sure she believes.
She could be one of those, you know. She could be one of those, like, oh, I only go, you know, for Easter and Christmas type of deal.
I don't even think she goes to church. She doesn't go to church. I don't know.
You know, Cubans.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Catholics.
You know, like, real, like, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Catholics.
I don't know specifically the end all be all. Like, I'm sure she believes in something, some God or something. And then, but I don't. So, like, we talked about it, and I'm just like, hey, let's just be cool. Like, just be nice to the people around you.
Let's just not talk about this subject ever again.
Yeah.
And when our child asks us what we believe in, we would just say nothing.
Yeah, we will say
science. I was telling my wife about that. I'm like, oh, you know, whatever. All right. So,
I'd rather teach my kid religion than science than religion.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, regardless of whether that kid grows up religious, I want that kid to know science from day one, like do experiments with him and shit or her, whatever. And like when I have a kid, it'll be like...
That seems like a lot of work.
It's
It's just easier to go, hey, somebody's going to punish you.
Yeah, it says like the boogeyman.
Man, a little bit more respect.
Okay.
Jesus deserves a little bit more respect.
I would just teach
Not Jesus,
like,
the Jesus, like, the long guy.
Like magic tricks.
Deserves a little bit more respect.
What would you teach him, Orlando?
Magic tricks.
You'll just teach him the magic tricks?
Yeah, I'll make him watch like all the Harry Potter.
Like you'll teach him the Harry Potter's real?
Yeah.
And then one day the kid's going to turn 9 and he's going to want his letter from Hogwarts.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he doesn't get it, you're going to be like, oh, I guess you're just another fucking normal
muggle. Who says he's not going to get it?
Oh.
Orlando has a printer. Fucking, what is he, a Neanderthal?
No, but look at what he set him up. Now he's got to buy the kid an owl. He's got to buy the kid.
They sell the stuff at Universal.
Yeah, they sell the shit at Hot Topic.
Universal, you'd be fine.
Yeah, but then you got to buy the kid an owl. Where is he going to keep an owl?
All right, we're getting too far off in this right now.
Please, let's continue getting far off.
Let's continue. All right. So, how was the rest of your weekend? You went to a wedding that you didn't really care about. Introduced your girlfriend to a bunch of people you don't really care about.
That's so horrible.
Was it a big wedding?
No, it was actually small. It was on the beach.
So you could tell it's not Hispanic.
It's white people. It's shit. Like my dad lives in Tennessee, and my son, my brother is marrying a white girl from up there, and apparently your family is not too happy about it.
Why? Because they found out that he's not really white.
Yeah, I think that maybe that might be. I don't know, but I just know that they weren't into it. They're opposed to the whole thing. And then so all I did was desperately find ways to like fuck with people. Like I wanted to like, because okay, we went to the wedding on the beach.
You wanted racial war?
I wanted racial uncomfortableness.
Oh.
That's discomfort. I wanted that weird, awkward.
You wanted to be entertained.
Yes, me personally. That's all I wanted. So I wanted like all of these older white women and these guys, and it was they were very churchy people, like apparently.
Yeah, they're white.
They flew a minister down.
They're from Tennessee.
Yeah.
They don't fuck
around. That's the Bible
Belt.
There's a church like with every 100 yards.
Yeah.
There's another fucking church. So they were serious. And then so my brother.
With no sense of irony, by the way. Another fucking church.
Yeah, it's another. Oh, well. Yeah.
Right, that's right.
So then so the whole time we were there.
Just tell me a story, Mike.
While the white people were around, we wanted
to. You have a phone on?
Oh, yeah, shit. Pause for.
Hello?
It's going to be edited out.
Hello? Hello?
Maybe not. That's hilarious.
Hello?
my wife calling me from the work phone.
Hello.
That's just hello. For her to the cops to be able to be like, nah, he called her. Yeah. She called her.
So all I wanted to do was teach false Cuban customs. Like, I was going to sit down on the floor in the middle of everywhere.
So did you do any
and
of
eat with my hands. The dancing was funny. They are not dancers. They.
Did you never saw Footloose?
Footloose. They were angry. Yeah, it was. They were the Footloose family. They were not. They wanted no dancing and no Hispanics and
no Hispanics
and no nothing. They were the Footloose family.
Right. But
it was fun. I got to hang out with my brothers.
After the wedding, what'd you do? Anything else on the weekend?
Nothing really, man. I got written up at work. I've been dealing
with
this shit.
You're a horrible paramedic.
Apparently,
you're
I'm bad.
Nurse.
Apparently, I'm bad at all the shit that's around my job, but not my job. Like, I'm great at my job, but the shit that goes around my job.
Yeah, yeah.
They're terrible.
Yeah. I've heard it all before. Slaggers. Fucking heathens. All right. So,
the guy who used to watch porn on his office computer.
No. So, yeah, that's when I didn't give a fuck about that job. And what? I'm proud of that shit. That's a sense of pride for me.
You're like, yeah, porn.
Yeah, and I downloaded that shit. Like, not even just watch. I don't
like, it was on your hard drive.
Yeah, it was on the work computer, and I would bring my USB, my, you know.
No, you would actually, like, use it to archive your shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste my bandwidth at home. I'm going to download.
Yeah, seriously.
For real?
Yeah, because that was before you porn. That was before the days of streaming. So, you had to, like, preemptively, like, strike your porn. So you have to get that, like, I'm gonna download my porn hours in advance, ahead of time, and then watch
that's
it.
So, fucked up.
So then, anyways, my weekend was great. I spent some time with the family. I went to my first gun show yesterday. Never been
oh,
to a gun show
no.
Before. Have you ever been to a gun show?
Or been to plenty of work gun shows.
Cool. You said work, like, you, like, that's your thing.
You said
I've been plenty of work.
Yeah, because I went for the same reason you told me you were going.
I went just to hang out and
yeah, you went to go experience it for the first
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
And then, but you need to start going like up north ones. Don't go.
Nah, I don't think I feel comfortable. There was enough white people at this one.
That
was on Tam Miami.
You guys are like, both making me uncomfortable right now. Like, you have, like, when you said, I've been to plenty of gun shows, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
All right. So this episode's up on an FBI watch list.
No, because it's so, so bizarre.
It really is. Dude, I walked in there and I posted a couple of tweets on there. I was like, I've never seen this many white people in Dade County ever.
Like, it's
like all together. Cause like not even about them being in the same room. Like, in the 30 years that I've been alive, I've never seen this many white people in Miami-Dade County.
And then
all together. Like, if you count up every white person I've ever seen in Miami-Dade County, would not equal up to the amount
for
of
real,
people
like that
I saw. Like, it was a lot. Like, I may be exaggerating, and I'm sure I am, but I don't recall ever seeing this many white people.
And you got to understand, like, the white people that he's seen, because he's seen them in Miami-Dade County. Like, those are white people. Those are, like white people, like Mitt Romney saying, I'm going to take back Obamacare at the NAACP.
There's so many.
Really?
There were so many, pictures of
they're like, not scared of nothing.
There were so many pictures of Barack Obama, of President Barack Obama, with, like, X's on his face.
No.
I fucking kid you not. With
wow.
Like, here's the weird thing. Mixed in with all these white people were straight fucking vatos, fucking, you know,
hood Mexican.
Like, yeah, like fucking hood Mexicans with
Cholo,
with face tats.
Whoa.
Like, in the same room.
Yeah.
And you're like, you guys. And the funny thing to me is, in my mind, I was like, you guys, it's funny because they are buying guns for each other.
They're like
each person, each group there is buying guns to shoot at the other group.
You haven't,
it was just like,
you haven't been one?
No, I'm not a gun guy, man.
But you gotta go.
It's
just
dude,
go.
I'm telling you,
you haven't lived till you see this a random guy just walking around basically with what would be the equivalent of a bazooka around his shoulder, and the way that it's supposedly not supposed to hurt anybody is because he sticks a little flag on top of it.
Oh yeah, he puts a little flag in the rifle. There was one dude with a rifle, right? It was like an M4 or something. It was crazy. So he puts a little flag that says for sale. This dude is walking around, saying for sale. Like, he's not even
he's
in the booth. He doesn't even have a booth
with an assault rifle.
Assault rifle, semi-automatic assault. I'm assuming semi-automatic because fully automatic is illegal,
right?
Yeah,
but from what I've been taught, you can transfer and modify a semi-automatic to a fully automatic quite easily. Was the phrase
that was like the selling point?
That was quite easy.
It's like, oh, this is semiotic.
It is. It is.
You just got to look at it funny.
It was just weird. I was like, wow.
And like, you go to one booth, right? Like I said, I've been to plenty of them, and you have to go up north. I know you.
It's a little weird. Go, because at least here in Dade County, I have the vatos. I have the vatos got my back. You know what I'm saying? Something goes down.
When you go up north, right? I'm talking about like Kissimmee or stuff. Those type of gun shows.
When
you go to those gun shows and you walk in, being Latino and shit, like they look at us like those guys right there really don't give a fuck. So okay, they don't want to make eye contact with you.
You're
like the same way you felt about the white people down here. You're like, yo,
that's like if you walk into a lion's cage.
I just thought it was funny, man. I mean,
like, what the
I fuck? Felt honestly, I didn't feel scared at all. I'll be honest, like, you know what I mean? That amount of white people normally would be like, hey, what's going on here? One, the huge amount of like tattooed Latinos in the room. Really, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm good. I feel good. Like, isn't that weird? Like, I felt comfortable with the tattooed Latinos. I'm like, yeah, all right. But my father-in-law, I went with my father-in-law and my brother-in-law, both of which are like gun-toting, like fully registered Republicans. They're like, that's their people.
Right.
My brother-in-law is a redneck in a Latino skin.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So going with them or whatever, I'm cool, man. Even though I'm not one of you, I'm with people that are one of you. So I'm like, by association,
I'm the plus one on the list. I'm the plus one.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Don't even like. So it was fun, man. It really was. It was fun. You start looking at other guns. Now I told you before that I've been thinking about buying a gun, and you know, just one of those things. So I went there and I was like looking at all this shit. My brother-in-law was educating me because I didn't know shit about guns.
If you pull out a gun right now, it'd just be fucking crazy.
Well, no, they can't. That's gonna get fucking nuts and shit. I get it next Monday. Because they gotta do the background check, and then the weekend comes along.
I'm coming next Monday.
No, I bought my gun. Yeah,
but you get it on Monday.
I get it on Monday.
Oh, I'll bring mine. Then we can compare. Monday. We'll and fine. We'll show Mike.
No, nope, Mike will not be a part of.
Mike will not be a part of. It is dope, man. I'm telling you,
we can get sponsored by the NRA.
It is the weirdest thing as a dude. Because first of all, I'm not like I've never been afraid of guns. Not that I don't respect them. I've never been like the guy like you, Mike. You're like, oh my god, a gun! Get away! And, like I've never been that dude.
I'm not afraid of it. I just don't like them.
Okay, but Orlando just told you that me and him are going to bring our guns next Monday, and you go, I won't be here. Like, that was your...
For comedic effect.
I don't think that's comedic.
I've been around. Look.
Your dookie says that it's not for comedic.
Dookie. Oh, my God.
So, I bought a gun, right? And my brother-in-law was educating me, and apparently...
Did you buy a little sissy gun?
Apparently, I haggled the fuck out of this guy.
Or did you buy a man's gun?
I bought... Let me tell you something. I felt proud because I saw the sticker price and I was like, we're going to go down from that. That ain't going to happen, right? At this point, I'm not even sure if I'm going to spend the money because it was either...
I don't think you should be allowed to haggle gun prices. Like, there should
well,
be
that's
like
the
a
whole
set
point
price.
Of the gun show. That's the whole point
but
of the gun show.
This guy's selling his guns on top of a card table, man. You selling your guns on...
I bought it from an actual dealer, but... I bought it from an actual store, but they go there. They go there with the. They go there and they purchase booth space.
They're not selling nothing at the store.
Yeah, they purchase booth space and all this bullshit.
So go ahead.
And so they're buying. So he showed me the gun. So I haggled him down and I went all the way down to a lot lower. I haggled him down to 100 price off the sticker price.
Nice.
And from my brother-in-law says, had I gotten that same gun retail, like at a Bass Pro Shop, it would have been $200 more than what I got it for.
Whoa.
So I felt really good about that. Secondly.
What brand? What brand? You don't want to talk about what you have.
Nah.
If you don't feel
it's a little weird. That is a little weird.
It's weird for you
to talk about your gun.
Yeah.
But you interrogate me about a girl that I am newly seeing that could potentially blow up in my face.
That could potentially... Theoretically, hypothetically, blow up in your face. Like, that's it. A gun could blow up in your face for real. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, fine. Let's not talk about it.
No, because it needs to come home. It needs to come home. He needs to get.
Acclimated to.
Yeah, he needs
like
to bond
it's like
with
a puppy. You got to like get it used to its environment.
He
got to
get used to not putting his finger in the trigger guard, just keeping it alongside of the body.
You know,
it's a little thing. That being always aware, even though it's empty, not to point it at people.
I've had friends of mine that when they pull out their guns to show me how it's done, they just start pointing it around the room. And
no,
then
my brother-in-law. Like, my brother-in-law empties everything out. Like, my brother-in-law, when he showed me his gun, he emptied everything. He took out the clip, he took out the one in the chamber.
Yeah.
And still, I was like, listen, let's not point that at me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
let's not point it at anybody.
Yeah.
And then he was showing me how the trigger mechanism works and how, like, it's easier to pull, like, and then one of those things. So, and when you cock it back, it's like and the hammer goes back. And so he's showing me all this, yeah. and he's clicking the trigger, and I'm like, hey man, can we not click the fucking trigger?
Yeah,
like, and he's already clicked it more than once. So obviously, aside from me physically seeing the bullet come out of the chamber, and I know there's no bullet in there.
All right,
he's clicking this. I'm saying, like, hey,
there's nothing in there.
But is he doing this at the gun show?
No. Well, at the gun show, he did it a couple times just to feel the trigger.
Make sure that
you got to make sure of that. But I still feel uncomfortable. I'm like, hey, I don't think somebody's going to see you.
I'm very, very, I'm extremely obsessed with safety.
Yeah, safety. Like, I mean,
I'll talk about it. I got a Ruger SR9.
Really?
C.
I don't know what any of that means.
Yeah? What?
I don't know what any of that means.
Ruger's a company.
Well, I know that.
Ruger's like Smith & Wesson. I didn't know Ruger.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that name.
I've heard of it, but I didn't know. If you would have been like, what's a Ruger? But I'm like,
it's a gun. I think.
So it's a Ruger.
Is that a European car?
It might sound like a European. So anyway, so I got the gun.
That would be awesome if like a Monday like a car shows up.
Going back to what I was saying.
Did
dude,
your wife get one?
No, my wife didn't get one. Oh. Not yet. Oh, okay. But I bought it for the house because I'm away at night. I'm away alone at night. So I got it for the house. I bought it so that she could have it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? For home protection.
It's not an armed sentry. Like, it's not like a robot that will detect how to... Someone has to, like, pull it out and shoot it. Like,
oh, well, I mean...
Oh, we're taking classes and stuff. That's the main... Okay.
I'm anti-gun. That's...
Yeah, but I'll share. Like, at my house, we run drills.
Get out, really?
We run drills. The alarm has gone off in the middle of the night, and I've gotten up and... Keep the lights off because no one knows your house in the dark better than you. So keep the lights off. Hand control, trigger control, hand along the body. The wife stays in the room. She has hers. And then we're calling back to each other. We're speaking to each other.
Use cold and shit?
This is intense. At what point do the night vision goggles
use cold? Like if you say babe, that means you're cool.
But if
you say her real name, that means motherfucker, something's up.
You hit it right on the head.
Yeah, sucker!
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Because if I were to ever call my wife by her name, something is up. Like, I've never called my wife by her name, ever.
Yeah.
Like,
there you go. You're on point.
Yeah.
If we're out, we're all over the place, and we'll get back to sunshine, but like, if we're out and we get kidnapped, we get kidnapped and whatnot. There was a couple guys that, like, you guys know, I work for the news, so I'm extra paranoid. Yeah. There was a couple in downtown Miami. They got kidnapped, and the husband was forced to drive while the wife was getting raped in the back.
Get the fuck out of here.
And then he just let them off in a corner. Like
that was years ago, right? That was like eight dudes. Remember that was like eight dudes or some shit? There was a crazy amount of dudes.
That was another one where they stabbed the guy and they dumped the guy.
Yeah, at the beach or some shit.
Yeah, they kept riding.
Right.
This was in South Point, and they kept riding to Orlando. That story, too. When you have a wife and stuff, and now that you're getting with Sunshine.
Not married to her, apparently, though.
Yeah, and especially living at the beach. You're going to... Most of the stuff that goes on in the beach, FYI, never leaves the beach. It's like Vegas because they don't want to mess up tourism. Like cops die on the beach, stuff like that, and it never comes out. It never even makes the news.
What?
Because that tourism control, brother.
Wow. So get back to the story about you and your gun drills.
Thalina. So anyway, so I get...
You're showing off pictures of your gun like it's like your daughter.
Yeah, but it's like you don't understand. Like that's what I was going to tell you. Like first of all, I've always liked guns. I've never been the guy to go get one for the sake of having a gun. I've never been that guy. I had to get a gun for a reason.
Yeah.
And my reasoning was I have a daughter now. I'm away a lot at night doing comedy shows. My wife's by herself with the family. You know, she has, yeah, we have.
It looks like the James
Bond. She has her brother's over here, stuff like that. But it's like, it never hurts. I'm like, I wanted to have a gun for protection. Like when you have a family, you really think about that. Like that, I really want to protect my family.
And to Mike, it's just being, once you get educated, and Neri's doing all the right steps. He's taking classes. And in September, Vanessa and I, not Vanessa, Neri's Vanessa, but my Vanessa.
Right.
We're actually taking a course down in South Miami where in one day, each one of us is going to shoot 400 rounds. And it's tactical training where we're walking through a house and we're working together as a unit. And it's up, down, and calling out, and then the code names and stuff like that. Basically, like I said, my alarm went off in my house, and the drill went off perfectly. It was a false alarm. one of my sensors, the battery went off and it triggered the alarm. But the dogs were let loose. I was out. The wife was there. Yeah. And we have Glocks and 6 hours in the house. Nice. And I want to get a shotgun too.
I want to get a shotgun.
In the green room.
My dad-in-law was like, I'm like, what kind of gun should I get? And he's like, what do you want for? I go, for home protection. He goes, a shotgun. I laughed. I was like, no, for real. And he goes, no, for real. Get a shotgun. He goes, unless you're going to put in the time to go target practice and to shoot and to learn how to shoot, unless you're going to put in that time. And I go, I want to put in that time. Mm-hmm. And he goes, all right, if you want to put in that time, then we'll go and look at handguns. But if you don't want to look at that time, if you don't want to put in that time, if you just want to point and blast whatever's in front of you, whatever robber's in front of you, you get a shotgun. So I wanted to get one.
I wish people who were educated this much about guns, and there's a lot of people who are, and I don't take anything. Yeah. I wish they were that educated about what to do when they get sick. Because we get, like, listen to what you're saying. You're talking about going to classes and learning how to do tactical training when these motherfuckers can't treat a cold.
But that's
fine. These motherfuckers can't take a fucking Tylenol.
But that's for the most part. And I'm not talking about, and I'm not including myself because I'm not there yet.
Stupid people.
I'm not including myself because I'm not there yet. But for the most part, the gun fanatics, the gun freaks, the fans of guns, they know how to survive, bro. Those are the Boy Scouts. Those are the ones who like to hunt. Those are the ones who like. So you're not mixing the same.
Those are the stupid people who come and they have like a fever for 3 days and then like, oh, have you taken any Advil or anything? Like, no, I wanted you to see how high my fever was. It's like, fuck.
I don't think anybody does that with a gun.
That is, I'm telling you.
Why are you pounding
people?
The table?
Because it's stupid people. Make me mad.
But when you take classes, you take classes for guns, it's fun.
Yeah.
When you take classes for how to treat a cold.
There's no classes. There's no classes. It's common fucking sense. You don't need to take a class.
Why are you so angry?
Because
Sunshine, are you listening to this? This is the kind of relationship you're getting into.
Know that Sunshine is a gun fanatic.
Watch that. Yeah, Sunshine's got like 16 guns.
Wow, that would be awesome.
That would be so great. That would be so awesome.
Mike would be the one in the bedroom. Babe, is everything okay?
And then she's like,
yes, Michael.
Oh my God.
Michael's jumping out the balcony. Michael's jumping,
hitting the window. He's like fucking getting his gun with the butt, like, breaking the glass. He's like, I do declare.
No. Mike has a machete. That's what Mike has.
No. Okay.
Getting back,
you don't need any training for that.
Safety, man. Take a lot of courses. I'm nowhere near, let's say, your brother-in-law and stuff like that.
Well, my dad more than my brother. Yeah. Both of them are really
I'm nowhere near
my
that.
My
level.
Dad, I'm like, my father-in-law, I'm like asking him about it. He's like, hey, what about your gun? He's like, which one? Like, you have to specify, like, which dude has. I'm like, how many guns do you have?
He goes, which one? Loretta.
But he's like, I'm like, how many guns do you have? He's like, son, that's. He's like, you stop counting.
They'll have
like, you know what it's like? He's like, he asked me, he goes, how many tattoos do you have? And then I started thinking. He goes, you see that thinking? That's exactly how I feel about guns. I'm like, I got to start thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus, when there's that many, what apocalypse are you waiting for? Are you waiting for the fucking zombie apocalypse? Like, that's what I want.
I wouldn't mind. Oh, my God. I wouldn't mind getting an AR-15.
No, I'm telling you, dude.
Why do you need an AR-15?
But you see.
Why? What reason?
The most ignorant way I can tell you.
Yeah.
To get busy.
Yeah, you just want to shoot at things. There's no one that buys an AR-15.
Bring the rain.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. Like, there's a part of me that wishes. Like, there's a part of me that wishes that, like, someday something happens where I have to use my gun and I can say some cool ass shit. You know what I mean? Like, I know I will never. I know I will fucking be a bitch and be like, oh my God, I hope nobody gets hurt. Like, cause I'm still a fucking. I really am a peace loving dude. Like, I really. My father-in-law asked me. He goes, "Do you want?" He goes, "Oh, what kind of gun do you want?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. I was thinking about this and that." And he goes, "Oh, why do you want to kill somebody?" And I go, "No." I was like, God, no. I'm like, I hope not ever. And then he was like, good. That's the answer I wanted to hear. I don't want you to ever buy a gun because you want to kill somebody. It's for protection. That's all what it is. So I was like, but when he asked me, I was like, oh my God, no.
I
was like,
I
literally clutched my chest. I clutched my chest. I'm like, oh my God, no. But if I ever was in that situation, I just hope I would be like, bring the rain. Some crazy shit. Somebody hearing that goes, oh my God. You know what I want to make? I thought about this at the gun show. You would be the best. Would be an app where you could have gun sound noises, where you could have like the sound of a fucking shotgun cocking back.
They have that.
They have that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they got it, dude. That's got it.
I think I have
if
that.
You hear that as a fucking burglar, you hear a gun, a shotgun.
You have to plug it into a stereo.
Surround sound.
Yeah, surround like, sound. Somebody's 5.1.
Like, wait, did I hear? Did somebody's where's phone that? Go off?
It's like, and it's like echoing. It's like, there's 16 people in this house with guns.
Yeah, that's wow, just,
with the shotgun.
But yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I think that would be my, that's going to be my calling card. Bring but the rain. Then,
bring the rain.
Bring the rain. It's going to be like, bring the drizzle, because it's going to be so, it's like one, it's going to be pistols. Wow, bring man, the drizzle. Bah.
At my I talk house, a lot. We get very ignorant, though. You come into the house, it is going to be very ignorant for you.
What?
No, I'm just saying. If and I hope, man,
he's going to shoot a lot of bullets.
I believe
people.
In God, man, and like I pray that never that happens. But the clip is coming.
I would feel the same way. I'm like, I got to shoot this guy now. Got it. I saw a T-shirt that said the gun on the door that you just busted in was to protect you and not me. And I thought that was funny. And I was like, that's funny. And there was one of a guy in sniper gear. There's a T-shirt of a guy in sniper gear that he's out in the grass thing. And it says, you could run. And then at the bottom it says, you'll only die tired. And I'm like, another cute saying for somebody who wants to kill another person.
Yeah, that's...
Look, I'm telling you.
You're going to die tired.
Mike, it's fucking weird, bro. You walk in there and you go, this is...
Oh, I'm fully aware of that. It's weird.
No, but it's like...
I don't know how
but
weird.
But it's one of those things where you go, you feel... Like, everybody in there loves each other. It's like walking into a strip club. A lot of bad strip clubs get a lot of bad publicity with, like, they're like, oh, yeah, fucking dudes in there fighting. I've never seen a fight break out in a strip club in my life, ever.
I've seen strippers.
I've seen strippers. That I have fight. Seen. Yeah, that. I've never seen a fight because dudes are so happy that they're nice.
Yeah.
Like, you bump into a dude at a strip club, you go, I'm sorry. No. My bad. No. Excuse me, sir. I'm so sorry. I apologize. And these are dudes with teardrop tattoos in their face and shit. I apologize, sir. Please forgive me. No. It's my apologies.
High on tits and ass.
Because you're high on tits and ass and you're happy. And that's what the atmosphere was there. It was like so much hate. It was so much love, like around hatred. Does that make any sense?
Around violence.
That's what I meant. Hatred is a strong word.
I don't.
Look at this shirt. This shirt says I'll kill you in nine different times
because like,
my clip
five,
has nine bullets. So that and then like high fiving and showing love with. I'm like, this is a little weird. It's just weird.
Like the cholo guy is high fiving a redneck guy.
Stuff. It's just,
that's what I'm saying. But when you hold hold a gun, Mike, I'm telling you, when you hold a gun and you actually hold a gun,
I'm afraid of it.
You go,
I'm afraid that I'm gonna love it too much.
That is it.
That's, I'm afraid.
I held a gun and my brother-in-law told me, he goes, when you get it, you know. Obviously emptied and not, he's like, play around with it, clip, you know, get accustomed to a feel, you know, get a good feel for it and then like cock it back and just so you know how to handle everything even before you take the class, just so that you don't show up to a class looking like an idiot. So he's telling me, you know, cock it back and he's like, make sure you play around
with
it.
You will be judged by the other gun people.
And then I told him, I go, oh, you don't have to worry about that. My friend, I will be cocking his back. And then I used a line. I was like, I'm going to be wearing a white wife beater with a duct tape up to my back. I was like, I'm going to walk around the house. Like, this is the shit. Like, I bought it yesterday and I'm like, I want my gun to get here.
You're like, remember when you used to send away?
I don't like Glocks because they don't have the external safety. I know that's why a lot of people who have Glocks like it because they don't need a safety. That's your thing. It's like, my safety is my finger, and I'm just like, nah, I want an external safety, dude.
My finger's my safety, man. Keep your finger along the body.
Yeah.
Vanessa's a better shot than me.
Women are actually known to be. Do you hear about that girl, that lady in the Olympics?
Vanessa, your wife, when you guys go to the ring, it's just, and it's going to be so natural, it's scary to you. Like, hey.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. That's the same way I feel whenever she's like cooking and she starts stabbing the meat. I'm like, whoa. There's no need to start doing twirls and fucking doing like backhanded stabs. And she's like,
like she's like flipping a butterfly knife around. Like,
and I'm like,
and you're like,
It's just a Ziploc bag that you couldn't open. You don't really need to get crazy with a knife.
You're more than welcome, Mike. If you want to try it out, we go.
All right.
We'll
take a Woobro outing.
We'll go to the ring.
When you get
we got the Ruger. Well, I'm going to take you to some ghetto-ass
I'm good.
Range, and then we're going
like
to
the Tamami trip. I like the Tamami trip.
Yeah, that's outside. You want that controlled environment.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Well, it's outside. A range outside would be with wind and stuff. As opposed to a place that's an indoor, that's obviously controlled environment.
Right.
Controlled environment.
These are science words.
I totally understand.
These are science words. You're not understanding this yet.
I'm going to tell you exactly what. I appreciate the science behind... Because basically, look,
It's, if you're shooting across a lake,
it's an advancement
like across the canal. If you're shooting at somebody and they're across it, or your target's across the canal, you know, you got to shoot a little bit higher. You can't aim directly at their chest because you want to hit the largest body of mass to slow them down.
I go for headshots in Halo all the time. Yeah. That's all I go for.
I go for largest body of mass because that's what you're going to hit most of. So you shoot at their head. Because as the bullet travels across the water's cooler, and it starts pulling the bullet down.
That's really fucking cool to me. Yeah. That's awesome.
Mike just lit up. Really, like,
I just wanted to
Did you use science? Because if you would have been like, earlier you were like, I believe in God, and I'm going to send him to his maker. Mike was like, this is bullshit. This is
retarded.
What? Water? Cooler? I want to go shoot across a lake.
Yeah. I want to shoot into the lake and make the bloosh noises. I want that.
The bloosh noises?
Yeah. Because bloosh, bloosh, bloosh.
I don't know. Since we're being scientific.
Yeah.
The bloosh noises.
Well, look, let me put it to this way. We wouldn't be in space if it wasn't for guns, because it's an advancement in weaponry. That's what we got. That's how we got rockets, you know?
Yeah, explosion.
Explosion. We got that's how, it's advancement in weaponry. But let's not forget, it's a fucking weapon. Like, it's made, it's only got one use. Like,
hey, could you text Sunshine and ask her if she's into guns? I'll text
her right now. But what I will say is that a gun, like, I have friends of mine at work that they refer to their gun, it's a tool. And I'm like, no, man, it's a fucking weapon. Like, that's what it is. It's a weapon.
What's a tool? For
killing.
If that's your job, if
right.
you're like a cop. Or
if you're a cop.
That's your tool.
But that's what I'm saying. It fires projectiles.
Yes.
That's all it does. The projectiles will kill people. I always say that. I'm a firm believer that guns are fine. Just make all bullets illegal and just give people rubber bullets or beanbags. And it would be better. You know what I mean? You don't kill nobody, but you knock them out.
The bad guys will still figure out how to get.
That's all right. That's why they're bad guys. But that's the thing.
I will
say
this.
Like, that's lowest common denominator.
You know what's weird?
Here's another
factor. She doesn't know this.
Like a mother, bro. They will throw you down on the
floor. I'm sure. That's fine.
She doesn't know it's my wife, but this actually, it further, like, I was already thinking about buying a gun for months now since the baby was born.
Yeah.
And after the whole shooting in the Colorado theater, mm-hmm. we went to go see Batman a few days later, right? It was already almost a week later that we went to go see it, right? And my wife was scared, dude. Like, visibly, like, every time somebody would turn a corner in the movie theater or somebody was arriving, she would jump.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothered me. I was like, my wife shouldn't be, and she doesn't know. Like, I was making fun of her. Like, oh, come on, you're over exaggerating.
Yeah.
I was saying that to make her feel better. Like, I wasn't, you know what I mean? Because I didn't want to be like, oh my God, you're right. Let's both be jumpy. That's not what you want to hear from your husband, right? But, I was like, yeah. And then when I held the gun and it's the compact, so I could, when I get my concealed weapons permit, I could conceal it. I was like, yeah, no, what the fuck? Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? I was always that dude, like, why do you need a gun? In certain places, like my father-in-law takes his gun everywhere.
Right, we talked about it. In a fanny pack,
in
probably.
In a fanny pack, yeah, yep. No, yeah.
Fanny packs are no longer for gay men. They're for assault weapons.
And he takes his gun everywhere. Like, but he's always honest about it. Like, we've been stopped at the pier going to drop off my wife and his wife for a cruise, and they'll ask him, like, they ask him everywhere, do you have any weapons? He's like, yes, I do. Like, and they make him stay outside. He doesn't go, he can't go inside.
Yeah. Also, when you get pulled over by a cop, that's the first thing I tell him.
Yeah, so with that said,
they appreciate
we should
that
do
so
a new.
Much.
We're going to start a new drinking game here on Woo Bro.
A new drinking game?
A new drinking game. Okay. Every time I say, with that said, take a shot.
Okay.
Because
listeners.
I have heard back episodes and go, why the fuck did I say, with that said, at that moment? And why am I saying this so often? Like, what's going on here? All right. So with that said, take a shot. I would be like, why do you need a gun here? Why do you need a, you know, we're just going to dinner. Why do you need a gun to go to dinner?
Now you're be like, because I paid good money for it. I'm going to use it.
Well, no, now after the movie theater thing, now I'm like, no.
Oh.
Now, because Colorado doesn't, you can't carry a gun in Colorado on your person.
We talked about it, yeah.
And in Florida, you can. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm that dude that's like, as crazy as it sounds, and I know 2 weeks ago this sounds bananas.
Mm-hmm.
I would hear this for myself 2 weeks ago. I'd be like, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But now after the movie theater thing, and after seeing my wife's reaction to it a week later, like, she was still jumpy.
Yeah.
She was literally, legitimately, Mike, she was like fucking scared, man.
Yeah.
And I would see her in her face.
That sucks, yeah.
And would take her, not only would I take her out of the movie, but she was scared like every time somebody walked in, and it would take her another 5-10 minutes of the movie for her to calm down. It would take another 5 or 10 minutes of watching explosions on screen to calm her down.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Oh, wow.
Like, that's how bad she was scared. And now I think about, like, now I have a gun. As soon as I get my concealed weapons permit, I'm taking the guns with me to the movies, dude. That's going to be in me because of the shit that happened in Colorado. Like, I don't want to be that guy that's going to be.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You shouldn't have said that, because not whoever listens. When they see you at the movie, hey, Nary, hey,
this movie sucks. What? No, it doesn't. It's the best.
I carry, and no one knows when I'm carrying or when I'm not
carrying.
I don't carry.
So, everybody, just rob Mike.
Yeah, right. You're going to get... tens of dollars off of me.
Tens upon elevens of dollars.
I've been surrounded. I've seen fist fights where people take off their gun and they get handed over to their friend. Like, they've gone into fist fights with another person, and they're like in front of that person. They take off their handgun and hand it over. Like, that's the thing. I've been around it with a lot of, like, responsible, like, safety was the main thing. Wow. And that's the most thing that I'm going to stress to you.
It's funny, because her dad yesterday, my wife's dad, said the same thing. Like, he was showing her the gun. He's like, look, there's the gun that you, because he has the same gun.
Yeah.
But he has it in all black. I let you be flashy. I like the chrome.
Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
You know the science of that.
Well, no.
Hey, man, your father-in-law need to talk. Well, the science of that, if you pull it out, not that many people are noticing when you're pulling it out.
Well, that's what he said.
A chrome gun, when you pull it out, or nickel plated,
it
reflects, and then people are like, that's a gun.
Well, that's what my father-in-law said. I go to my father-in-law, I like it's so much prettier though with the nickel plate. And then he shook his head and he was like, son, I don't want them to see me pulling my gun out. That's his words. He goes, if I pull my gun out, I don't want them seeing it.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, but I like the fear factor. It looks pretty though. Like, don't you think it looks pretty? And he goes, you're buying a fucking gun because it looks pretty?
He showed me
a pink gun. There was literally pink guns.
Yeah.
And he goes, look at that. That's fucking pretty. I go, yeah, but that's too flashy.
It's so science. Like for example.
I want the Hello Kitty gun.
Like,
I've seen that shit on
Vanessa
the internet.
Vanessa has a 6-hour P230. But she didn't like the handle on it. She wanted the rubber handle on it with the grip, like, so she could grip. And I know I'm just talking. I'm about to get you now, Mike.
Okay.
Right now I'm
here
just
comes
talking.
The science.
Here comes the science, right? I tell her, no, leave the rubber grip thing alone. No, I want the rubber grip. And then I go, you don't understand. This gun has been specially designed not to get caught on anything. You can stick it in your back pocket, your front pocket, inside your purse. It will never be caught on anything. The minute that it slides out, the minute you put a rubber handle on it, it starts getting stuck.
See,
that's a P230, but that's
all
a
of that
grip.
Shit is interesting to me in terms of the science, man. But I just can't get over that. It's like science. Oh yeah, I'm not saying I don't appreciate it. That's a finely crafted
weapon.
Of death and destruction.
Five extra clips, homie.
Oh.
Five extra clips.
I got two clips. I got two.
How many holes do you need to put in somebody?
Extender clip
too. Because that one only, the P230 only holds 7 rounds. So you want to have an extra clip.
Jeez, you know what I mean? That's 7 dead people in my mind.
Well, in your mind.
That's 7 dead.
All right,
people.
What if you were the dude in the movie theater, the one dude in the movie theater, like when that guy came in, you the one that had the gun? You want 7 bullets or you want 14?
That guy had body armor.
That guy had body armor, son. Which,
so
by the way, none of the guns we had would have done shit.
If you're saying that guy had body armor and no amount of bullets wouldn't have done anything, at a certain point, you got to go hand-in-hand. You got to get in on him. You need cover fire.
Thank you.
I know that. So you need a lot of
bullets. You want 7 cover fires or you want 14?
Ah, but they could have been rubber. Who gives a shit? See?
It's 7 or 14.
7 or 14 rubber bullets would have been fine. Oh, Sunshine.
What the hell was
she's
that?
She's responding to R2D2.
Your text message. No, ringer is.
She has a Glock.
Oh. What?
It's not that I'm into guns, but oh, yeah, she used to work. Yeah.
She has a gun, Mike.
Plus, I'm a damn
You're
good
the
shot.
Girl. You're the girl in the relationship, Mike. You took her to a
Michael.
Wedding? You took her to a wedding? She has the gun.
She was, yeah, I'm totally the one.
Oh, shit. She makes more money than you.
Yeah, that's
true. Oh, my gosh. She makes more money than you. She has a gun, and you're the one that took her to a wedding.
Yep.
Michael, everything's okay. Michael's breaking the window.
Michael's in a fetal position. Mike's in a fetal position, and she has to come there and calm him down. And
no, babe, it's okay. It's okay.
So it's official. Now we got to train.
Now we got to bring her up, man. We got to bring her out.
Oh, shit.
Now I like her now. Not that I did it before, but.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She has a Glock. Man, that's gangster, son. That's no safety.
Oh, no. That's weird. That's terrible.
Safety.
Oh, no.
Her safety's a finger.
The only reason I just
think about it, if you have a finger blaster, that finger, same finger, that's her safety.
What?
I don't know. I just wanted to say finger blaster. I just wanted to be inappropriate and just say finger blaster.
Huh?
Like, what? Huh? What is that? What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
I was happy the word finger blaster.
Yeah. I was like, that's
it worked for him.
Yeah, I only.
In all fairness,
I'm not opposed to other people having guns. I really am not. I just don't like them. I don't like them.
How can you say you don't like something if you've never?
I don't like the idea of a weapon being considered something that's not a weapon. Like if
who
you label
consider it a weapon,
there's other people who consider it.
Your
like
friends are nuts, bro. Your friends are nuts. Your friends, his gun friends. His gun friends say that if they were at the movie theater with their gun, they wouldn't have shot at that dude. I'm like, no, homie.
They wouldn't have.
No,
because
that's not
they were worried about hitting the other people. No. And I was like, okay, then why do you have a fucking, like, even I was like, why do you have a gun then? Like, you don't have a gun.
And they don't consider it a weapon.
Just, man,
let me tell you something. Her father-in-law,
that's scary,
my father-in-law, just like what Orlando was saying, he flat out told me, I don't know how this became the gun episode, but
yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, this is the gun show.
But I'm sorry, but
This
is sponsored by the NRA.
National Rifle Association.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah. So, but my father-in-law was telling me the same thing that Orlando said. He was showing my wife the gun. He goes, look, this is the gun that your husband bought. And you're going to blah, blah. So he was showing it. And he literally said the same thing. He goes, a gun is always loaded.
Yeah.
Even when it's not, it's always loaded. You treat it as if it's always loaded. Those are the people that I know. Those are the gun fanatics that I know that treat a gun with respect.
I don't
that treat it as a weapon. That flat out tell you it's a weapon.
Yeah, it's meant to. Like,
I don't know what kind of gun nuts you know.
They were also
like,
talking about.
It's not a weapon. No, bitch.
They were also talking about like having an AK to go hunting. Like that's what they do. Like, oh, I'm an AK. And then I had this whole conversation where I was like, an AK-47. They're like,
it's
a tool. And I'm like, a tool for what? And then someone gave me some shit about it was invented by a doctor actually because in World War II it was invented to kill Nazis.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, are you going to use it to kill Nazis?
Because
no, then you're improperly using that tool.
Let me tell you something right now, bro. You don't understand. Sometimes when you go hunting, bro, that fucking bear gives you a Heil Hitler, bro.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Don't you ever in your life?
Blam, blam.
My friend's a Jewish bear.
Yeah.
Like, don't you ever in your life Heil Hitler me? That's
you racist Nazi bear.
Fucking Nazi bear.
Oh, God, Nazi bears.
Oh, you know what's even worse? A fucking Nazi rabbits and their fucking little cute little pink noses and shit.
Oh, I'm cute, but I'm deceptive.
All white.
Because I'm really full of hate.
Oh, look at me. I'm raising my nose at you and fucking twinkling it. Fucking shoot that motherfucking Nazi.
Fucking Nazi animals.
Like that, my father-in-law, we were talking about like, I go, man, I want to go shooting now. And he goes, oh, I thought you don't like shooting. This is my, and I was like, what? Who the fuck said that? I'm like, I don't like hunting. I don't like killing innocent animals. Yeah. That I'm not down with. And he goes, it's all the same thing to me. I'm like, no. Shooting a target, you spending your money on bullets to shoot at cardboard targets is one thing. You killing innocent animals, I'm not down for, homie. I don't like that. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like the dude. I'm the same dude that I've always been. I'm like, I like life. I respect life. I'm a positive dude. I believe in positive energy. I buy a gun for protection, homie. I'm not doing this to be cool.
But
it feels so cool.
Yeah.
Feel free to call me, man.
No, I'm, dude.
No, bro.
You're gonna call me too. I'm gonna take my girlfriend and we're gonna go shoot. It's gonna be me, you, and Sunshine. Yeah.
We'll leave the ladies at home.
Yeah.
And then Mike.
I'll have tea
and
time.
That's great because she probably got a 26 or a 19.
She's,
you know,
what
saying?
Is that?
That caliber.
Probably.
I want to shoot. If I'm gonna shoot anything, I want to shoot everything.
Hey, can you ask her what she has?
She has a Glock. Hold on. Continue the conversation. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
And, no, we're going to go ahead and call it a break. It's going to be at an hour now, so we're going to go ahead and call
it a break. We'll find out what
we will be right back after these messages. I promise you we're going to change the subject. So for all those of you who are bored as fuck about the gun thing, I'm sorry, I got excited because I just bought a gun, so I got excited. So
no, and we're educating people.
We are.
Orlando, put your gun away. I don't need to see. Orlando!
That's his cock.
Oh, wow. It's so black.
It's so black and shiny.
I was at work all day.
So we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Tonight, your kids will sleep with your rifles. You will give your rifle a girl's name. Because this is the only pussy you people are going to get.
And we're back. We're back. We're done talking about guns.
We're done. And for the record, Sunshine has a Glock 9mm.
Right.
Yeah.
For the record, Sunshine is more of a man than you are.
I fully admit it. If it comes to guns, she's the man.
Or earning more money.
Yeah. That's all it is. I just can't afford it, and I get all high and mighty about it.
Is that what it is?
Because I can't afford a gun.
Is that what it is? All right. So we are going to go. We talked about let's go over the old school picks last week.
Yeah, man.
Orlando, first of all, Orlando doesn't know the old school picks last week.
Don't know the old school
picks. The old school picks last week.
I just stand by.
My pick was Harlem Nights.
I love that movie.
That movie was a shit.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike's pick was Legend.
Was that his directorial
debut? Yeah, that's his directorial debut and end.
Yeah, he didn't do anything else.
Yeah, there was parts in that movie where the lines are great.
I thought the whole movie
The writing was really good. The sex scene was weird. I'm not going to lie. There was a lot of weird licking and stuff.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy was licking Whitney.
Yeah, yeah, because he was acting like he liked women, so he had to pretend that he was sucking a cock. So
and the whole time I was like, that's Whitley Gilbert Wayne from the different world. That's who that
is. That's one guy I never want to meet. You know what it is? You never want to meet a person. Eddie Murphy, I never want to meet, man.
Really?
Because I know that he's going to disappoint me so bad when I meet him.
You want to know what's disappointing? Listening to Jay Moore's podcast, he did a movie with Eddie doing The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he was quoting lines to him from Delirious. And Eddie would laugh and be like, oh, man, that's funny, man. Who's that from? And he didn't know his own fucking lines, bro.
Oh, man.
And he said that it was heartbreaking. Jay Moore said that it was fucking heartbreaking.
Nah.
I was heartbroken hearing that. I was like, I wish I could erase information from my head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the thing. I recently, it's a few issues back, but I read the Rolling Stone where Eddie Murphy, and it was like Eddie Murphy speaks, and it was like hours that this writer sat with Eddie at his house. And I really wish I could delete that whole interview out of my head, because I was just like, God, dude, you're such an...
Yeah, I mean, he got too big.
You're going to fall short. He's going to fall short. All right, so.
But it was awesome. Richard Pryor. Every comedy, black comedy person in the world.
Senior Hall. I told you, Red Fox.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
That movie was awesome, dude. That movie was hilarious.
Definitely lives up as an old school pick. That movie was awesome. And you never see it.
No. You've never seen it?
No. You never see it on TV. That should be shown on the regular. That's a great fucking movie.
Great movie. You know,
He probably doesn't release the rights.
I've seen it on that is HBO too much cursing, or something like that, but not as often and not as rare.
There's a lot of cursing.
You know who owns, the Little Rascals? You know you don't see it no more, right?
Why?
Who owns it is Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby owns the Little Rascals?
He owns the Little Rascals. As soon as he made that type of bank to buy the rights, he bought the rights to the Little Rascals, put it in a vault, and never to be seen again. Like he says, as long as I'm alive, this will never see the light.
Why?
Because
why does he hate the Little Rascals?
Well, because I think it's because of the whole...
very racist.
Yeah.
Buckwheat
was very... Like, Buckwheat... I don't know. But before we get into that, because that would be a whole other conversation, but... Yeah,
Dolly.
Legend was Mike's pick. Legend, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise plays devil. His little... It's that big red devil guy with the black horns.
No, haven't seen that.
No,
I didn't see it. I still want to see it, though. But
I'm telling you, that movie is... It's not for everyone, because you have to really be okay with, like... It's about unicorns and the darkness, and then like the guy. I'm not gonna lie. The first scene when they show that devil guy for the first time,
shut the fuck up.
I forgot.
Spoil it for me.
No, I'm not gonna spoil it for you. But I forgot. I'm like, bro, that shit looks. It's the real effects. There's no computer effects. Yeah. There's no like computer effects. So when they first show that guy, I was like, damn.
Tom Cruise. And it's funny because I didn't know this. Mia Sara was in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
She was also in a week before that old school pick, Time Cop.
Mia Sara's in Time Cop also. That's right. She's
Mrs. Max Walker.
She's, of course, Sloan in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Nobody remembers that movie. Time Cop is the movie that everybody remembers.
Time Cop is the one.
That's the one everybody remembers.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then we had the viewer pick.
She was beautiful in Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, yeah, man. Because
I just saw her the other day. Wow. I wonder how she's aged. Look her up now.
I've looked her up.
She's been in a couple things lately. No, she doesn't. Really?
She's dead.
Really?
Career wise.
Oh, I was like, holy shit, what did she die?
What? No.
I'm all concerned. I'm like, no. Really?
We were talking about beautiful women who, like, in their day were flat out beautiful, but they've aged, you know. They've aged gracefully, which means no plastic surgery. No.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, she's aged gracefully. But then when you see them, you go, man, maybe she should get a nip tuck.
I've never seen anybody with plastic surgery that you can tell, obviously. But I've never seen anybody who gets plastic surgery when they're young. It never ages well. And I see a lot of older people.
Yeah, but I've seen a lot of old women. We're talking about old celebrities here who were beautiful in their heyday. I'll give you a prime example. You know who I thought was just... When I saw this movie, and I saw it decades after its release, and I first saw this movie, I was infatuated. This is before the internet, and I was infatuated with this woman. Because in my mind, I still believe she looked like that, was Mrs. Robinson's daughter from The Graduate.
Mrs. Robinson's daughter. Yeah. Which one's that? Oh, the one that gets that he marries at the end? The one that he takes away?
Yeah. That woman, to me, was so fucking beautiful.
Did you not understand that she ages?
But I didn't think that she would age the way she did. Because if you see the way she aged, you're like, oh, that's a real old woman now.
Yeah.
She's like 70. That's like a real... It's not like, oh, she's 40 now. It's not like... Well. I didn't put into account the amount of time.
Oh, and then you were just like heartbroken?
And then I was just like, ugh.
What
was her name?
You meeting Eddie
Color
Murphy?
Purple. Not Color Purple.
Whoopi Goldberg.
No, Purple Rain. Apollonia.
Oh.
Jesus, dog. And I think I was freshly from Santo Domingo. I saw that. What?
Yeah. She's hot.
Yeah.
Tremenda Baja Mentala.
That's the most.
That's the biggest.
And I was like, "Yo, why is Prince? That movie's fucked up.
Have you seen Purple Rain lately?
I've never seen Purple Rain. I'm happy to say that. Catherine Ross is her name.
Oh, the girl that you love,
stunner.
But in her day, But if you see Purple Rain now, there's, you know, from the time. What's that guy's name? Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? In that movie, that motherfucker throws a woman who's yelling at him in a dumpster. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Catherine Ross is...
Look, you're still hung up on that girl. From The Graduate.
She was...
Yeah, it's a beautiful girl.
Look.
She is not a beautiful old lady now, but she's a stunner, bro. Look her up.
Let's see what she looks like now.
Look at this picture, bro.
This is an audio podcast.
I know. But they have Google. They can fucking look up Catherine Ross.
She looks like, what's her name? Like Jessica Simpson, though.
No,
that last picture you showed. Look. That's Jessica Simpson.
Google image search fucked up. That says Jessica Simpson.
Catherine Ross. Now you look at her now.
Oh, shit. This is going to be heartbreaking.
Oh, I'm trying to find an actual picture of her now.
Just type in Catherine Ross recent.
Well, if you're going to be all smart about it, asshole.
What other pics are we talking about?
What was the
Never-Ending Story was the
fan pic was Never-Ending Story.
Hmm.
So, did you ever see that?
No.
Really?
You never seen that? When did you come here?
Yeah, when did you come to this country, sir?
I can't remember.
Speak English?
No, and like I always watch the movies. Like I remember watching Rad over and over.
That was another fan pick.
Yeah,
like I remember watching that, man. And
that's a fan pick. That's an actual.
And like I
we should
know,
make that. That's the honorary pick this week because that's a great fucking good old school pick.
Yeah, I didn't know how to speak English, so I said, "Oh shoot! If I get a bicycle,
you're gonna be.
I'm gonna make friends in school and whatnot."
Catherine Ross.
That's sad, man. Why you put that up now?
You told me to.
I said if you were looking for it, I was just like,
"Tell the truth, Larry. She can get it though."
Just on nostalgia alone,
she could get it if you put one of her headshots from The Graduate up in the board, up in the headboard. You got to put that on the headboard. I could be fucking and be like, "Yeah, this is what I'm fucking." Look, oh that, come goodness. On, man. That's not.
But yeah. She's old now, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Age. Sometimes you look at these celebrities and you go, man, I can't believe she got plastic surgery. Age gracefully. And then when they do age gracefully, you go, nah, bitch, you need to grab plastic surgery.
Nah. Well, even then, if they come do plastic on, surgery on her, she's going to look like an old lady with plastic surgery.
Yeah, yeah. That's
that's even worse.
All right. So what are your old school pick? What's your old school pick this week?
My old school pick this week is The Professional. The one with Natalie Portman.
And she, you don't like guns?
I know. I'm in honor of. It's on my list. I was just looking at my list. I'm like, this is the gun episode. I'm going to talk about. In honor of Neri getting his gun, I'm making my pick, The Professional, or the French version, Leon
Professionnel.
And that movie, I love that movie. Gary Oldman is the shit.
I've never seen that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to True Romance it?
No, I'm not gonna. Yeah. I'm not gonna pretend. I was about to. I was like, "Yeah, no, it's good."
That one. I implore you to see it before next week so we can talk about it, because that's one of the best movies of that era. It's that movie's fucking great, man.
The Professional, Sniper, all those.
Yeah, there was like a period of that, but The Professional for me, I like the Natalie Portman's character in it. But this is when she was like 13. You know, like one of her first things. She was awesome. Like a little actress in the role.
A little kid.
She was awesome little kid.
I think that was her first role, I think.
Maybe. I don't even know if it's her first one.
Little kid.
But she was a little kid. And what I will say is that you start off with the rifle because it's the most impersonal. And then you don't learn the knife until the very end. The knife is the key, is the one. The knife is the assassin's most powerful weapon. I'm saying that now to you gun people.
Yes.
Saying it's a knife.
Yeah. All right. So
that's my pick, The Professional.
My pick is Tango and Cash.
Oh.
Over and over again.
I wanted that truck so bad.
Tango and Cash?
The truck at the end?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted that thing so bad.
Tango and Cash, bro. I mean, Sylvester Stallone, Kurt Russell in their peak of.
In their heyday. That's Kurt Russell 2 weeks in a row.
Well, Kurt Russell, heyday.
Yeah.
No, that's not 2 weeks in a row.
No, last week was not. No, that was Big Trouble in Little
China. I saw that movie.
I watched it.
I saw that movie.
What did you think about? Wait, hold on. 2 weeks ago, the old school pick for me was a Big Trouble in Little China. He hadn't seen it,
Like long enough where I didn't. It's not worth it even saying I saw it. But I watched it. Kurt Russell. It's like they were trying to make the American Kung Fu movie. You know.
Literally what they were trying to do.
That's what they're trying to
do. You read John Carpenter's notes on it because
really?
It's a John Carpenter movie.
Yeah.
That's literally he was trying to bring the Kung Fu to the Americas.
So you could see where some of the stuff, and this is coming from a guy who already watches Kung Fu movies. So for me, a lot of that stuff was like, oh, okay, that's cool. All right, that's nice. That's cool. But I couldn't get over Kurt Russell was like this fast talking, like making jokes, one liners, and just talking shit. Like he's just like a fish out of water, you know? Mm-hmm. And that to me was really funny. Like I totally dug it. The whole truck driver thing, and then he's just there with, and you're right, Kim Cattrall looked fucking.
Tango and Cash, man.
Wow. Tango and Cash to me.
I love that movie. It was just like, I really couldn't afford shit.
Oh, okay.
When I was a kid. And I think it was my brother's girlfriend. My brother's girlfriend took me to see Basic Instinct.
What? That's a weird thing for your brother's girlfriend to take you to.
No one knew about the scene.
Oh.
And then the scene came up when she shows the
vagina,
the panoche, and I was like,
my wife loves that name for a vagina, the panoche.
Yeah.
She thinks it's so cavalier.
What? Cavalier? What do you got? Word of the day calendar?
Yeah. Yes, actually, I do. Expeditiously.
Then Tango and Cash. My brother and his girlfriend took me to see Tango and Cash. My God, man. Just sitting in that movie theater, man.
With explosions and all that crazy. Stallone was like a nerd. Remember?
Stallone was like a...
He had glasses, and he was a nerd.
He was the suit.
He was the proper guy.
He was wealthy.
Right.
He was the Will Smith of Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Right.
He was the Will Smith.
Even Will Smith's character let loose a little bit. Like, he had a button-down shirt.
Yeah.
And Stallone, and this one was like, I'm going to wear a suit and tie.
He's like prim and proper.
Yeah.
I remember that there was a scene where he goes to shoot the gasoline truck, and everybody gets like on his case about he shoots, and then cocaine starts coming out of it. Yeah, is that what happens?
Yeah.
I got to watch this movie again, man. I remember this specific scene.
He was very finesse.
Yeah, yeah.
His style, and then Kirk Russell was just out of control. Wild.
Yeah, he was the wild.
So that's my pick.
That's a good pick.
But do you think it's gonna hold up? Like, if I go see it right now, do you think it'll hold up?
Yeah. You gotta limit your expectations.
Yeah.
But I think it holds up, and I know it does because I saw it like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. So I'm still watching it as a 28, 29 year old going like that. It's an action movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I totally dig it. I totally dig the idea of it.
They're over there somewhere. It's on my wall.
I will borrow it and watch it. But I'll tell you right now, a lot of these old school picks, the ones that we remember, like late, we started off picking some like random, Revenge was Ninja 3, The Domination and stuff. But we've kind of stumbled on to picking like movies that end up being really good.
Well, I've done mine purposely. Like, I'll go 1 week cheesy, the next week good. Even though it's cheesy, it's still good.
I
understand.
Bro, like Harlem Nights, that's a really good movie. Like, it's fucking great.
When I picked it, I was like, yeah, that's a really good
movie. Everyone should go see Harlem Nights right now. If you're listening to this, go see Harlem Nights. That shit is...
Or wait till you get off of work.
It's playing at the Dollar Theater in Hialeah.
I'd go watch Harlem Nights
would,
in the
fucking theater.
What?
I would love that.
I wish we had that pool. Like, we could play some of these movies.
We've been trying to figure out a way to do it. Yeah, we need more people.
Not enough listeners.
Spread the word, WooBro listeners, because we want to be able to have old school pick movie night.
Let's tie a charity to it and let's go.
Yeah, but you can't pick a cool movie with a charity.
Yeah,
and you can't promote the movie unless you purchase the rights to show it. That's the real problem. You can't promote the movie or make money off the tickets.
Yeah, you could just say a secret movie.
Yeah, like it's a secret.
You
old
could
school
hint.
Pick.
You could hint at it. You could even show the poster, just black out the words and be like, whatever movie this happens to be.
I don't know if we could do that.
I know.
That would be awesome.
But the thing is,
I would love to be able to. I would love to find out specifics.
Whatever. So Tango Cash is my pick. Your pick is what?
The Professional.
The Professional. And the listener pick comes to us from a Chelsea. Chelsea picked, she gave me a laundry list, but I'm going to pick one of hers, and it is Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, that movie is awesome.
I love that.
That's not on TV? You don't really see it?
I haven't seen it on TV, bro.
I haven't seen it on TV.
I've seen it once or twice here and there. Not enough to go. That's been on TV.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it on. And not on regular, like, pay cable. Like, not on Stars or something.
Yeah, that's where I've seen it. Something like a Stars or
anything. You guys should, and I guess for you guys, you know, everybody's welcome and everything. But like John Wynn, you guys with this.
But John's been on it. John's great.
I remember it. Like, you and John were just going back and forth.
Yeah, John. John's phenomenal.
That was bananas.
John's one of those dudes. I mean, but he's busy, man. He's got his kids coming. He's got a kid coming.
He's got Labor Days. Actually, one of the stars of Labor Days. It's funny how you brought that around. Orlando Labo's on that show.
I love
that. That's
Labor Days.
TV.
Right? That's what it is.
LaborDays.tv.
Right? LaborDays.tv. Make sure you guys catch that. It's very funny, man. The whole series is really funny.
And John is doing great. Like, I'm blessed to be part of it. And, like, everybody, he's going to make everybody part of it. It's only a matter of time before.
Yeah, it's only on episode 3 right now. And all three episodes are
very
solid
funny, man.
Very
funny.
Very good.
No, man.
And production values are so good, man.
No, and I was so shocked. And, man, I'm so impressed by John.
Yeah.
Like, he's writing these things along with Forrest Shaw. And then on top, he's directing them. On days of shoot, it's just him. Like, just running the show. Like, literally, he makes me feel like I'm a true lesbian. And I just, that was a joke.
I get it.
Thespian.
I was lesbian. I was with you because we had talked about your bit before. So I was like, I thought you were writing with that, with the whole you go down. You're like a graffiti, you know, we talked about.
Okay.
That's why I was like, lesbian, all right.
Yeah.
No, and it's
like, going somewhere.
And he's like, oh, guys, he's like, just guys, get up. Orlando, we're done with you. For this scene, go get something to eat, and there's food waiting for me. And there's
wow, so he's
there's drinks, yeah, like catering type deal. Like, yes, man, it's just such a pleasure, man.
Yeah, and it shows.
And I always deliver, man. I always do my part. My lines are always on point.
On point, your lines are on point.
I don't think you've ever forgotten a line, bro.
I'm like the Jay-Z.
Have you ever forgotten a line?
No.
Do you even write that shit down?
No.
You memorize your shit?
Memorize the
like
shit.
That. Like gangsters,
that. Like that, yeah. The day before, I'm usually going over and over and over my lines.
And you just memorize your shit. You just
memorize it, brother. Boom, boom, boom. And I go, what? I told you, I'm like the Jay-Z of acting, homie. I get in there one take.
Once you watch
usually
Labor
it's
Days.
The other actors that this fuck it up.
Yeah. Can't get that shit out. Good for you, bro.
You guys are not lesbians.
That's good for you. Like, hey, you want to give an old school pick out? You want to pick something?
I think he did with Rad.
Rad, man. Rad. Rad.
That's a good one.
Good
man.
Pick. Rad. Good pick.
Rad, go in with low expectations.
Set the bar low so you don't fuck yourself up.
There was a time where it was like every alternative like sport had to be addressed. Like I did one of my old school picks was Gleaming the Cube, which was a skateboarding movie. Mm-hmm. Surf Ninjas, surfer movie.
Everything that's really shitty, Mike has picked.
Yes.
Have you seen North Shore?
What's that one?
It's a surfing movie.
No.
Is that the one where that dude goes to Hawaii and gets caught?
Iowa
or something like that?
Idaho.
Based on a true story.
Yeah.
And the dude at the end pulls his string.
Yeah,
and he loses the competition,
yeah.
But they got a picture of it. His friend, the photographer, got a picture of it. Nah, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I've never seen him.
Oh, Nary just showing.
Damn.
Nah, he dropped.
I know movies, dog. I'm telling you, I go back. And the moment you mentioned it, that's like, I don't want to say it because it's going to be an old school
Let me ask you a question because I suffer from this. I want to see if both of you guys suffer from this. Do you, even if the movie's shitty, do you sit through it now?
If I'm at a movie theater, it's been a long time. We talked about this before. It's been a long time since I've seen a really shitty movie at a movie theater.
Yeah.
Not that long. It's been Rock of Ages. But before that, before that, it was a long time because I'm usually pretty good just by the preview. I'm usually pretty good at.
No, but I'm just saying on TV.
Me? Does this movie interest me?
Oh, you're talking about if you stumble across something.
Yeah, but if I stumble across, but how? Bad, like all the way around, like shitty acting, but does
the
story interest me? I'll sit around.
I saw a volleyball movie that was clearly
Top Gun.
Because that's what that movie is really about.
I got that movie on my phone.
That movie is about volleyball.
It seemed like
he's playing
it seemed
with
like
them boys.
With them jeans. But here's the thing.
That was a great. I retweeted.
Yeah, I saw
it. It's not hard to retweet.
That's fucking guy. I'm able to put up with a bad movie. I'm able to put up with bad acting if the story interests me. If it's cheesy acting, I would just chalk it up to cheesy acting.
Oh,
but
I think you just read my soul.
But that's the way it. Wow.
Wow. That was
the way I wrote, son.
Read my soul.
Sometimes. I sat through this whole volleyball movie. I'm like, this is such bad acting, man.
Yeah.
This is such bad acting. But is he going to make it? Are they going to go to the Olympics?
Yeah.
And I'm wasting my day in front of the TV.
But you're not wasting your day. It's a good story. It just wasn't acting well. It wasn't. You know, maybe it was a bad director or whatever it was. But at the end of the day, it wasn't. There's a lot of movies, 80s movies that you could get and be like, man, if we could do that nowadays, it'd be great. If you could redo it with a real cast and a real, you know,
the first pick, The Wraith. I still think
it's The Wraith. Yeah, Wraith.
The Wraith.
Wraith. Wraith.
The Wraith.
The Wraith. The Christmas Wraith. Whatever it is.
The Wraith with Charlie Sheen.
With Charlie Sheen.
That I want to see the future car, man. I want to see the TV show of that. Like, that sounds like perfect cheesy TV show.
I don't think a TV show would work. Because after a while, you'd be like, okay, we get the same shit over and over again.
They would find a way.
Probably
not.
Hollywood is lazy. But I do agree that if you remake that movie now, it'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. You go with Rad. Orlando Labor went with Rad.
I'll go with North Shore.
North Shore is better than Rad.
Yeah.
North Shore is a good movie.
I think it's way better movie. I haven't seen it in 10, 15 years. So you got
they pioneered like a lot of stuff in that movie, like camera shots, shooting in the ocean.
It was the first movie that they actually shot in the water that they were able to shoot waves and they were riding the rippers.
Oh,
the guys were riding the tubes. were able to be inside the tube and catch the guy as he went by.
That sounds cool.
It was one of the first ones.
I wanted to surf after that movie, man.
I wanted to surf
too, but then I realized I don't know how to swim, so I'm like, nah, I'm good.
That's the sign of a good movie when afterwards you're like, I want, like after the Avengers, I was like, I want a fucking bow and arrow. I want to shoot a bow and arrow. I can't do any of the other things.
So bow and arrows, totally okay. Gun, horrible.
Yeah, bow and arrow is cool. I figure it's not, it doesn't, it, you have to be strong enough to pull the shit. I'm not talking about a compound bow with all the pulleys
and
shit.
No. Crossbow. I'm talking about that.
You talking about crossbow?
Yeah, let's get busy.
Bring the rain.
Bring the rain.
Bring the rain of arrows.
Yeah.
Mary and I would be like the best action movie in the world.
We would. We look right into the camera. Well, I'll break the fucking fourth wall. Like, you know, Bring the rain.
That would be our catchphrase. Yeah. She's about to go down, and I just turn back at you, Mary, and I say, let's get busy.
And then and I look at you, and I nod, and I go, bring the rain.
And I'm cowering in the corner while Sunshine is busting caps and people's asses. Blah, 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 blah.
And she's like fucking talking shit to her. Like, I can just picture Sunshine like, nobody touches my bitch without me. Bah, 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 bah. Nobody's like, bitch, you okay? Mike's like, I'm okay. You know what are? You know what? Sunshine, like Sunshine is like Sarah Connor in Terminator 2. Yeah. Mike is like Sarah Connor in Terminator 1. That's what you become. That's the shit. That is the shit that we have just realized right now. So it gives you hope. One day you could become, you too could become Sarah Connor. You two could become like Sunshine in part two. Yeah, that
makes sense. That's the funniest thing you've ever said.
Well, you know, that and the barge.
The barge.
Good times. Last week I got a couple of additions, thanks to my beautiful wife.
Okay.
For the sports movie. She made it complicated. She made it difficult. Remember I was like, I couldn't find Mount Rushmore sport movies. What's your top four sport movies of all time? Orlando.
Sports movies of all time.
We'll just go through some of them. We'll go through Mike's list. Mike, what was your list?
Mine was Warrior.
Uh-huh.
Remember the Titans.
Right.
The Sandlot. Shit, I can't remember my fourth one. Warrior, Sandlot, Remember the Titans. This is gonna make me mad.
Is it Rocky?
No. The Natural.
The Natural.
All right. And Major League 2, honorable mention.
Okay, so mine last week was The Warrior. Warrior. Phenomenal. Best sports movie. Rocky Balboa. Then I picked Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
And I love that movie, man. And then I didn't have a fourth. I picked Karate Kid. Out of like respect, but I didn't really have a fourth.
Yeah.
My wife brought up a movie that blew my fucking mind because she brought up a movie that made me think of other movies and realized.
Is it a sports movie?
Yeah. She told me, she goes, how about Cinderella Man?
Oh.
I love Cinderella Man. Did you see Cinderella Man?
That made me cry.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Anymore. Russell Crowe, Squinchy Face, Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
Based on a true story.
Yeah, I know of the movie. It's really good. Yeah.
Here's the thing. That movie also made me think of The Hurricane with Denzel Washington.
I never saw that one either.
His best performance.
Really?
Period.
Really?
Period.
Yeah.
His best performance ever. Like, I am a firm believer that is his best for. I'm like, that is, and that Denzel's my boy.
That's a sports movie, or is it like it's a jail movie?
They intertwine so much.
Really?
They flash back to him in his boxing days when he was a champ. Hmm. And then they go to him when he's in jail.
That does kind of complicate
it. It complicates the situation.
I don't know if
because Cinderella Man is also the same thing where it's like, is it a sports movie or is it
a drama
that's built around a sport?
Yeah.
And it's complicated. That's complicated too. I think I have Cinderella Man on regular DVD. I know I just got it on Blu-ray, but if I have it on regular DVD, I'll lend it to you so you can see it. Don't tell him.
Go ahead. I don't mind.
It's not that big. It ain't a spoiler when he's watching the video.
But my favorite part is when he said when because he came back from an injury and then he got better after the injury. He won titles.
Right.
And they asked him, you know, what makes you think that this time is going to be so different? And he goes, because I know how much milk costs.
What?
And he goes, and they go, what? And he goes, yeah, because this time I know what I'm fighting for. I know how much milk costs because I didn't have, I don't have money to give my kids milk. Because this is during the Great Depression.
Right.
And he goes, now I know how much milk costs. So now it's different. Like he's going in there with the mentality of this is for life.
Yeah.
This is not just for me. This is for my kids' survival.
For survival.
And when he said that, he didn't even have to say all, he didn't say any of that survival part. He was like, I know how much
milk
costs.
You know when it got me?
I was like, woo! Motherfucking dusty ass. This bitch never cleans the house, man.
Yeah. That's
never cleans the house. I got so dusty, dude.
Yeah. That's when they took his kids away.
That's crazy shit. So. Cinderella Man, great. The Hurricane.
Which one are you putting on
here's
instead
the thing,
of Karate Kid?
There's another one on top of this that made me think of another movie.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Million Dollar Baby.
What? I never got into it. I've seen it on cable, and then I never finished watching it. Like,
dude,
that movie is...
Dude, she's a fucking baller, dude.
I never really got into it.
That's why she won the
Academy Award. Yeah, well deserved. I was hating on her before I saw the movie. And then I saw the movie, I go, this is... She puts in some struggle, dude.
Those are emotional, so.
I
would give.
Here's the thing: I picked three boxing movies. I didn't do it on purpose.
Not on purpose.
My wife brought up Cinderella Man, which made me think of The Hurricane, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. And then she goes, "What about the one with?" And I go, and she didn't even. I finished her sentence.
Yeah,
we finished each other's thought, and I go, "Yeah, Million Dollar Baby." I could literally make a mountain of boxing movies.
You pretty much just did.
And well, that was three right there. You add Rocky Balboa, boom. That's a boxing.
You add Rocky
mountain.
Four.
Yeah, that's where the Rockies could be a mountain on their own, I think. Yeah. But so with that said, take a shot.
Yep.
with that said, I'm gonna go with Warrior, Rocky Balboa.
Uh huh.
So difficult, man, because I don't want to pick an all boxing movie. I don't want to pick an all boxing mountain.
I know. I could have picked more football movies.
There's no rules.
Yeah, and so I'm gonna go with The Hurricane and Cinderella Man.
Wow, you took off Happy Gilmore.
Yeah,
you took off.
I'll give you guys Any Given Sunday.
All right. Thank you.
I don't think it deserves
all the Willie Beeman.
I love the movie the way it is. But here's the thing. For me, like we were talking about all these movies. He was talking about The Natural. He was talking about all these movies, which are great movies. And to me, when we say Mount Rushmore, to me, it's like, dude, that's the best. So is that the best football movie out there? Like, that's what it means to me. It's like the best.
But he's
like, you
that's
don't
his
pick,
mountain.
You don't fucking pick Garfield. President Garfield is not on the Mount Rushmore.
I guess
you pick motherfucking Trailblazers.
Well, you guys know more of movies than me. That was like the first kind of like
hip-hop.
No, not hip hop.
No, that was like
I'm looking
approach to
real approach
behind the scenes of football.
Like being in the business that I'm in, I talk to football players like from that era.
Yeah.
And they're
I like the behind the scenes. I love the movie. I really do enjoy the movie. I give it more respect than a lot of critics hate that movie and it's like made
up. I love that
movie. I think the movie's great. The guy with the full back butterfly tattoo, phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think that guy's great. And it's a real tattoo. But for me, a mountain, I'm like, dude, that's got to be trailblazing. This got to be something.
Well, let him finish his mouth. So he
eyebrow
wants...
raising, trailblazing. I'm sorry, I want to go through the Rock thing again. I'm sorry, you look crazy.
That, I say Any Given Sunday, Varsity Blues.
Yes! Vindication!
Is that the one where they lie down in the street, right?
No, that's program. The program.
I'll take away Varsity Blues.
Thank God. Varsity Blues is the one with Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. So The Program, because it was just so nutty. And showing that college people, I just love that when
gritty.
They show the negative side.
You're showing the gritty, you like the gritty.
Yeah, and
would love Warrior, homeboy.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna go see that. I'm gonna go
tonight.
See
it. Watch it. It's amazing.
First ballot Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
like that's
first ballot. That was our first choice individually. First ballot.
Well, Kimbo Camper told me another football movie. I gotta get the name from it. So that he says that is from someone that played the game. The realest movie ever made. So I'm gonna get the name, then I'll text it to you guys.
The U.
Yeah. Corbin. Can that be on there?
And I'm with
that movie.
That pumps me up so much, man.
And what else?
And Cinderella, man.
I like that.
Yeah. That's a good man. I like the any given.
No, my bad. Because you picked Cinderella, man, I got to go with Ali.
Oh, yeah.
Without all the extra, because Michael Mann, he shoots, like, they hate that guy in Hollywood. Like, studios hate him.
Yeah.
Because he always runs up the budget.
Yeah.
And I have friends who worked on that movie, like, as scripts and
because
stuff.
Because they shot down
there, he said he shot so much film that it was just ridiculous. Like, really, do we need the scene? Are we really going to shoot the whole Venetian Causeway? Like, he shot the whole Venetian Causeway all the way from US-1, from Biscayne
to
all
the beach.
The way to the beach. He shot. And they only used the gap when he's crossing the bridge. When he's training, he's running. He shot the whole thing with the car and followed. He really thought he was going to win the Oscar for that. I think he got robbed.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I got robbed because that year was a good year. But
who won that year? Denzel won?
Denzel won for Best Actor for Training Day.
For Training Day.
Yeah.
And
Sidney Poitier, he won something else.
Well, that was just the lifetime achievement thing. Chick flick.
Halle Berry won that
No, Halle Berry didn't win that year.
When did she win?
All black year.
That was the Monsters Ball.
No, she won the year. I think she won the year before that.
A friend from Hollywood told me that you start crying and you become so. What did he say? When you win an Oscar, you start crying and you're so thankful and like it's so genuine because the inside it's not really that you're being accepted for your peers. Is that from that moment on you start commanding nearly $20 million a movie?
I'm rich, bitch.
I'm the richest man. All right, Chick Flick Mountain. I got an email. Somebody noted Notebook, Serendipity, Hitch, and A Walk to Remember.
Again, none of those stand out to me.
You picked Serendipity in your fucking
Mountain. Right. But like none of the other ones. Like the
you picked Hitch and Serendipity.
Yeah, they're both.
So the Notebook and A Walk to Remember is the one you didn't.
Yeah, none of those other ones. The Notebook, again, we talked about. And A Walk to Remember, what the fuck is that? I don't know that one.
You don't know Mandy Moore? It's good, man.
But that's one of those that I don't really give a shit about.
Because you haven't seen it.
I know I wouldn't.
But once you've seen it, you go.
We'll ask.
Ask your boyfriend. I mean, ask Sunshine.
You.
Ask the man of the relationship. Ask the man of the relationship how she feels about. That's ask her about that one.
All right.
So, anyways, man. But we want to thank you guys for checking us out. For checking up. What's up, bro? Check out Orlando Labor at Hey Lando. That's H E Y Lando. L as in Lorenzo, A N D O. I think Lorenzo's an easier name to remember.
It's Larry.
Well, because Larry could be Harry or Barry or Gary.
Oh.
When you hear somebody go, Larry.
But his name is Hey Lando.
Hey Lando.
Hey Lando.
Hey Lando.
Like come here, Lando Lakes.
Man, thanks for letting me swing by. Always, yeah, you know.
Always welcome,
Mike. I wish you the best of luck. Sunshine sounds amazing.
Sunshine sounds like the coolest dude ever. She sounds awesome.
Horrible.
She sounds. Does she have a PS3 or an Xbox 360?
I don't know.
Ask her.
Text. Text message.
Most likely she does.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you she does. And if she does, I think she's gonna be my new co-host for What's Up, Bro. And we'll just schedule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
oh, man,
it's the wife
now.
And baby. Hey, mama.
It's Giggles.
Oh, look and at my wife and baby. Look at that. So beautiful.
It's a regular radio.
Look at her. Look at her shaking. Look at her wave her hands.
Hi.
She's so beautiful.
Adorability.
It's my daughter.
Your dad only has two. It's me and Al Jackson.
Al's black? What? Let me have my baby. Let me bring her here. Please.
Well, we were just in the middle of our goodbyes, Giggles. What do you have to say for yourself?
Best of mama. So, get a Twitter. Hey Lando.
Hey Lando.
At
Mike Mercadal.
At NarrySigns.com.
And go to LaborDays.tv to watch
LaborDays.tv.
I'll put it in there.
Really, really funny.
And check it out. Please remember to retweet and repost. Yes.
Yeah.
Retweet and repost.
It's a button. It's one button.
One.
It's true. You retweet and say that you sure, and it says yes, and then you retweet it.
And that's it. And it makes you feel good about yourself, even if you hate the person.
It always feels.
I'm so good that I hate this person, and I still retweet them.
Because I'm above the hate.
I'm above the hate.
Raise above the hate, people.
That's what
above
I'm saying.
The raise hate. Above the hate.
But I'm going to say, if you love us, just dwell in the love and spread it by retweeting as well. Yeah. So it could be positive.
You know my, you know what? Positive. I'm going to change my catchphrase from bring the rain to that's how winning is done.
Oh.
So when you turn around and you look at
me. No, that's your second catchphrase. That's after we handle.
That's the movie tagline.
That's the one.
That's the title of the movie.
Like in the A-Team when he goes, I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
That's going to be my victory catchphrase.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how winning is done.
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah. I need one now. No, I don't have one. I guess I just hand you a cigar or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, yours is.
Or I'm smoking.
I'm smoking.
Cigar.
Yeah, you're smoking a cigar.
No, I'm smoking like the old school pipe. Like I have an old
like that.
School
yeah, yeah.
pipe.
Like Sherlock Holmes.
Like Sherlock. And I then, start lighting it, and then you're like.
And then I go, that's how winning is done. So thank you guys for checking us out. I will tell you. Well, okay. I will tell you that next week we won't talk about guns because I know we got a little bit carried away. But I got emotional.
We'll do the Woo Bro outing. You take me to shoot a gun after I've cleaned the poop out of my pants. Then we'll address guns again.
Dookie?
On the show.
Dookie.
We should have a gun expert. I'm gonna bring you guys a gun expert.
I've been down for that.
I'm down. I'm gonna record.
We'll have a special Woo Bro episode of.
Sponsored by the NRA. Also known as the KKK. What?
What?
Whoa. What?
Who said that? Nobody.
Well, that's the half of the gun show. Then the other half is the bottles
for guns.
Learn your bottles. History. Yeah. Remember what the NRA is.
Yeah.
It's a clan. Yeah, but also take their money. I don't give a shit.
Also known as Republicans. What?
Ooh.
Are they?
Speaking the truth. What?
So this episode will not be sponsored by the National Rifle Association.
Yeah, this is. Anyways, we'll talk about that afterwards. But thank you guys for checking us out. Make sure you guys subscribe, retweet, let us know,
repost.
So make sure you do that. Make sure you subscribe and leave comments because that's how winning is done.
Thank you for listening to What's Up, Bro? With Nary Sines and Mike Mercadal. Be sure to stay tuned in for more fun and guns.